Okay, all right, we should be recording. Let's get on the butt.
On the butt.
And the butt is working, and we're ready to start.
But.
But what, Kevin?
But with two T's.
Sadness in the world of pro wrestling. King Kong Bundy passes away. We've got a report about Arn Anderson and our favorite diva, Alicia Fox. Jazzy Gabor gets signed to NXT UK. And there's a wrestler who's HIV positive wrestling in hardcore matches. What? Kevin, it's the Shining Wizards!
What? Who?
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant-EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
This is Darby Allin, and you're listening to Shining Wizards.
Blah. I have a small dick.
God damn!
It's that time again. It's Tuesday night. Your sexual delight. What? Kevin and Tony are here.
Why are you singing?
I don't know. I'm in a festive mood tonight.
Yeah, but you could just like say it enthusiastically instead of singing like a Christmas jingle in March.
All right. Everybody, it's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling and inappropriate radio voices.
That's right, I'm Tony.
Kevin's here as well.
The two-man group bringing you all the greatest and latest in the world of professional wrestling.
And a top 40 countdown. Ladies and gentlemen, Casey Kasem is dead. Whoa.
Do you feel better? Buddy. Do you feel better?
I feel good. I feel good that you decided to not sing anymore.
Well, you kind of put the kibosh on it.
Well, I did. You're right. Otherwise, listen, you have a beautiful voice.
I know I do. That's why I kind of.
All right. You know what? Let's. You know what? Sing.
Just leave
sing.
It there.
No. Sing something.
You want me to sing?
Yeah. Sing something. Sensual.
Sensual.
Sensual Tuesdays.
All right. Shit. I wish I had sensual music.
No. Don't worry about music. Acapella, mother. Fuck.
Ladies.
Oh man.
The women. Main event in WrestleMania.
Oh man, this is even. Oh my, this is like.
You don't like it?
No, it's like poetry.
It's like sensual macho man.
That's what it was. Sencho man.
Oh yeah, freaking out. Ooh, under the sheets. That's right.
Ronda Rousey.
Honky Tonk plays the G string. No.
Oh, did I see what you did there,
Honky
bro?
Honky Tonk wouldn't know.
Imagine if there was like a. Like, you know, you had like Donnie and Marie and like Sonny and Cher. Imagine if you had like Macho and Macho and it would just go back and forth and it was the same voice singing both parts of the song.
I've got you, babe.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Yeah, I got you, babe.
Not in the least. I've got you, babe.
Dig it! Oh, dig it. Huh? Well, you know what I'm saying. The cream rises to the top.
Did you ever see his promo?
I got you, babe.
Did you ever see the promo he cut on the Honky Tonk Man when he was a heel and Honky was a face? Where he's going, he doesn't know the difference between a guitar string and a G string. And Mean Gene's like, you better watch yourself.
Another reason why Mean Gene is one of the goats. The goat.
You know what? I'm sorry.
We got to.
I know everybody loves the goat. I hate the word goat. I just hate it.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else.
Oh, did you want me to play?
No, we don't have to. Dude, it's such an easy way to say what you really mean about somebody who you really have that much respect for.
What, saying this?
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Yes, and nobody has respect for Choppy. So that makes perfect sense.
Fuck it.
Exactly. So I get it. It's an annoying, what is it, an acronym? Acronym? Is
that yes. Yes.
So greatest of all time.
It just doesn't sound important. You know what I'm saying?
I think it does now.
Goat? I don't know.
Dude, when you, because it's now, it's to the point where when someone says somebody is the goat,
Yeah, but a
they
goat.
They get it.
Do you realize what a goat is? It's an animal that eats anything and everything in front of it and just butts things with its head.
Hey, goat, I like your beard.
Yeah, like you wouldn't.
I had
like
a beard like that in Perfect Storm.
Like Macho Man would never use the word goat in a sensual sense.
You don't know that now. If I was still here, I might be calling myself the goat in promos all the time.
But Macho, would you be having sex with the goat?
It depends on how many drinks it bought me first. dig it. Yeah, zombie macho. Exactly. Yeah. That's right. I've done many goats. Dig it. Yeah.
Good Lord. Well, first of all, before we go any further, I want to welcome everyone listening on the rant, rantemradio.com.
On the butt.
On the butt. Yes. The butt kind of didn't want to work at first. Thank God we had a few minutes before we got started. But that's technical nonsense for us, not for you guys.
No.
Hopefully you listen to us loud and clear. And folks, uh-oh, we've been telling you all along, patreon.com/shiningwizards. Hey. Was this podcast? I forget. Just look us up on Patreon.
Matt's killing.
I know. Matt's killing himself right now.
No, he's killing us in his head.
Along with the other voices he has.
That's right.
We got tons of Patreon questions tonight. We'll get to them later on. I know. It was a hell of a run today, dude. They were coming in hot and fast. People we haven't even gotten questions from before.
I'm excited.
It's going to be good times.
But, Kevin,
we gotta start with some sad news. First.
Ah, rough week, man.
Well, the one that affects the wrestling fans the most, King
is
Kong
today,
Bundy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but that was early this morning, I think.
I actually don't know, but.
Yeah, I woke up this morning to the floods, like, on the texts and the Facebook.
The first thing
that
I saw was 14 hours ago, so whatever that would be.
Early this morning.
Yeah. So,
unless it broke last night.
So I was expecting to do a whole Luke Perry thing, because as you know, he has a connection with wrestling as well, being the father of AEW's Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
And he's made appearances on Raw and SmackDown and this and that. So that was devastating to a lot of pop culture people and a lot of people. Like, I loved 90210, dude. Like, loved it. I don't know if I can say the same about you.
Okay.
Do you want to go? You want to go to Bundy? What do you want to do?
No. Let's stay on Luke Perry because I think that might be the easier one to cover. Let's just.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Brenda or Kelly?
Oh, Kelly. Even though Brenda, that's tough. I went right with Kelly first.
No, and you know what? Brenda's not bad at all. If Kelly's a 10, Brenda's probably an 8.75 to a 9.
Brenda aged better.
But Brenda was also... Kelly started out bitchy.
Brenda had hairy arms. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah,
I
remember correctly. In the 90s, no one really cared about that.
Well, because women kind of look a little thicker with the hair in the 90s anyway,
yeah,
weren't
and
they?
And she had a... Yeah, no.
No, I'm just saying, it was a lot more bangs. Like, eyebrows were thicker.
Yeah, that's... And she was coming from...
Makeup was a little heavier.
She was coming from Minnesota in the show.
Yeah.
So, you know... Like, right then and there, like, you got to get warm somehow, so why not keep... It's like evolution. It's like, if you, like...
It's a mystery, Kevin.
If your family, like, grows up in Minnesota, you're going to get more arm hair as the years progress.
They're practically Eskimos, for Christ's sake.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I blame nature.
Both of them very attractive, but yeah. I loved it when Dylan fell in love with Kelly and cheated on Brenda. That was awesome.
Dude... For a while, Wednesday there was like the new Wednesday Night Wars for me when I was in high school. Like especially when like Dawson's Creek came on.
Oh, I see. I was that Dawson's Creek just like I was already done with that.
Dude, it was the Wednesday Night Wars. It was 90210 and Dawson's Creek on at the same time.
Are you serious?
Well, maybe 90210 was 8 and Dawson's Creek was 9. I'm not sure.
Here's a little bit of trivia for you about 90210.
Oh, lay it on me.
Do you remember there was a young girl? She played a freshman that Brandon fell in love with.
Emily Valentine?
Was that okay? You remembered. I didn't.
I don't know if that's her. It could be somebody else.
All right. But
Brandon had a lot of lady suitors.
No, well, he was in love with the one girl that made fun of the homeless guy, so he broke up with her. Brandon was very. He was like he was like the barometer of what do you want to call it? Like.
Like standards?
You know the word I'm looking for, where like he was always the good guy, he was virtuous.
Moral compass?
Yes. He had a very, his moral compass was always pointing north. Hi-yo! But, no, so he was dating
unless
the one
he was
girl.
Drunk.
He was dating the one girl who like, pissed him off because she made fun of a homeless guy.
That could have been a rando.
He was dating a freshman, and everybody made fun of him, and he didn't care because he was righteous.
Lisa Turtle dated a freshman in Saved by the Bell. Everyone made fun of her,
and Zach Morris dated the girl in the wheelchair, and he let everybody know it, and she got pissed off at
him. Well, because Zach Morris is trash.
Well, pretty much.
Yeah. You ever see those videos?
No, I haven't, but I've heard of this, yeah. Yes.
Anyway, back to the 90210.
So the girl that played the freshman that Brandon was dating was the original Audrey Griswold in National Lampoon's Vacation.
There you go.
How's that for trivia?
Tie a little bow right on everything.
And the Noxzema girl was one of Dylan's love interests?
That was his wife, I think, at one point. And then remember when he got married the night of his wedding, he got married? His father-in-law, her father, set up a hit on him, but ended up killing her in the drive-by.
All right.
Saddest moment ever that Dylan was involved with until he actually died yesterday.
This is what an asshole I am. I thought you were talking about, like, the real Luke Perry, like, on the night of his wedding.
No, and then when Dylan, you said Dylan McKay.
When you said he put on a hit, I'm like, I'm such a tool for thinking Kevin had some inside info.
Yes. I'd have all the inside scoops on the Moth putting out hits on Teen Soap.
He had Brendan. Brendan.
Wow.
Yeah, Brenda.
That was 90210. Oh, my God.
That was shit. That's going to be the rehash
when
they come back.
Brenda's going to be a man. Jenny Garth, who was Kelly.
Yes. Vanessa Marcil. She was an actress. I forget what she was in. The Noxzema girl. Tiffany Amber Thiessen showed up.
Oh, greatest addition to a show ever.
Dude, he got around.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Valerie was her name.
She
on
dated
show.
One of the teachers too, didn't she? She dated an older guy. Then she dated the professor when they were in college.
Yeah, Matt is killing us for talking about 90210 right now.
You know, he's just jealous because he doesn't watch like the Bella Show or whatever anymore. He used to watch the Bella whatever
Total Divas,
Total Bellas and Total Divas and all that nonsense.
Which I haven't watched ever, by the way.
So anyway, that was kind of a bummer.
It's a huge bummer, just for.
Massive stroke at that age. And he wasn't in bad shape.
52. I don't know what causes that. I don't know how that happens, but it's scary.
And the sad part is his kid is just getting his, like, you know, he's establishing himself as
young
a
young kid.
Signed with AEW, 21 years old.
Very young kid. So, I mean,
I don't know a lot about him in the ring, but from what I understand, he's pretty talented. He's got the foundation already.
Yeah. And Luke Perry made his appearances at all the shows that he would work, like Game Changer
Completely
Wrestling
supported.
And stuff like that.
Yep. And that's his only kid, right? I think it's his only kid.
Couldn't tell you that.
I thought I had read that.
It's possible.
But that was a bummer and a half.
Totally devastating day. And then you wake up today.
King Kong Bundy.
Ugh.
You know, Patreon supporter Kathy Hummer posted an awesome picture of herself.
Yeah.
Polaroid. I got a Polaroid of myself and my cousin Dennis somewhere in the attic with, like, some of my old wrestling collection, like my old ECW ticket stubs and whatnot.
Right, right.
And he's got both of us in headlocks under each arm. It's such a great picture.
And that's what was great about King Kong Bundy.
He's been doing the conventions forever.
I'm telling you right now, there's not been one city in West Orange in New Jersey.
Not one city in West Orange.
Not one city in New Jersey that I guarantee you King Kong Bundy hasn't done a show in.
Yeah.
At one point or the other. And I went looking for it because I could have sworn I had a picture with him too down in Wildwood because I met him in I saw him eating. I was on the boardwalk. I saw him eating at a, you know, up at the counter at a pizza place on the boardwalk. And I was like, I asked my dad if I could go say hello because I recognized him. And at the time, I didn't know that, you know, you never bother a wrestler.
Yeah, but you were a kid.
I was a kid. I was like, I just went and shook his hand. I was like, maybe a teenager, maybe been like starting high school at that point.
Did your dad give you the 316, the high sign to go say hi to him?
Yeah, he gave me the permission to go.
See, because your father.
He didn't know. He's not a wrestler.
Yeah, but your father was in the radio business. Like,
yeah, but he doesn't know how to approach. I mean, he interviewed a lot of like former presidents and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, but
he never.
So, like, he wouldn't know, like, not to run up to, like, say, George Bush while he's having dinner.
Yeah, but
I'm
also, like, a kid. I'm fresh out of eighth grade. Like, I don't know any better. So.
And King Kong Bundy was a heel, motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Walking condominium bastard.
He was. People, like, when they say walking condominium or condominium with legs, whatever Gorilla Monsoon was in the mood to refer to him as. You look at him when he's standing, like, his back was like a billboard.
Dude,
he was massively
wide. His back,
wide.
His, whatever you want to call what he had between his back and his head, Like, whatever you want to call, I don't know what you want to call that, because it was not like any neck I've ever seen in my life.
He was like literally a wall. He was just a massive human being.
You know who you kind of reminded me of?
What?
And this is, I don't want to be disrespectful, but because I love King Kong Bundy, and we're going to talk about our King Kong Bundy memories for sure. Krang, not Krang, the body from Krang, like, from Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
That Krang was in.
Yes.
That was King Kong Bundy to me.
Yeah.
Like, if they ever made a human version of the body that Krang from the Ninja Turtles was in, it would be King Kong Bundy.
It'd be Bundy with Krang just painted on his belly.
Exactly.
He was a
It'd be Little Beaver's head.
Massive.
Like, right there.
Product of the Monster Factory, by the way, born and raised in Atlantic, well, born in Atlantic City.
Wait, King Kong Bundy was, the Monster Factory's been around that long?
Yeah.
Killer Kowalski-ish? Ish?
No. Monster Factory. Killer Kowalski's not Monster Factory.
Is he not?
No. Monster Factory is Larry Sharp.
Okay. All right.
You know.
I had no idea Monster Factory was that old.
Yeah, it's been around
a while. I had no idea.
That's where he came through. You know his first name when he started wrestling in the WWF back in 1981 was Chris Kanyon? How's that for weird?
That's irony.
Yeah, I did a little research on Wikipedia today, so you could all go fuck yourselves, because I needed a little bit of background, but I know most of the other stories about King Kong Bundy.
Yeah, but I'm not going to pretend. I'm going to talk about what I remember about King Kong Bundy. I'm not going to go into...
It's real simple. WrestleMania 1, SD Jones.
Dude, that's my first...
9 seconds.
That's my first memory of King Kong Bundy.
Exactly.
Because, and it was a little later than from when it happened, because my parents had got me a VHS for Christmas. It was WrestleMania 1, and I think I may have talked about this on the show before. It was WrestleMania 1, but it wasn't the full show. It was the highlights of WrestleMania 1.
That's a weird tape to get.
Which, I don't think they knew. Like, I don't blame my parents for getting me that. I blame WWE for putting that out. Because it didn't have all the matches. Like, I didn't get the, what was it, Beefcake? David San Martino match.
You didn't miss much.
I didn't get the. I think Tito and Executioner was on there, because I think that was
really,
because that was the opener.
Well, that was oh Christ, that was Matt Bourne under the mask.
No,
yes, it was Matt Bourne.
I thought Matt Bourne had a match as well.
Oh no, you're right. Wait, am I getting texts? Who am I getting texts from? Oh no, never mind.
Matt Bourne, I think, had a match. It was Tito versus the Executioner.
Tito was that was Buddy Rose under the mask?
Maybe, yes.
Oh, fuck. Now I gotta look.
No, I think you're right. Because I think Matt Bourne.
You're right. You know what? You're right. It is Buddy Rose. It's gotta be Buddy Rose.
Didn't Bourne go take on Steamboat?
Yes, he did. Matt Bourne wrestled Ricky Steamboat. Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. That was my bad. But they were both there somewhere. WrestleMania 2.
Three. Oh, two. Yeah.
Hogan and Bundy in Big Blue. The original sighting of the blue steel cage.
Which was like such, again, I can't speak at the time because I didn't watch it. But going back, I'm like, man, Bundy's like, when you think larger than life personas, you think the first person is Andre, right?
Yeah.
Correct? King Kong Bundy was right there.
Oh, Bundy
me.
Was a massive humanity, dude.
To me, he was more so than Big John Studd, and that's no disrespect to Big John Studd.
Well, Studd was 6'9 or 6'10, whatever he
but
was.
But Bundy was just a mass of person.
Dude, I've said it before on the show. There was no reason that tag team of Bundy and Studd should not have won the tag belts.
I loved that tag team. I don't think I had enough appreciation for how good that was.
They had Bundy and Studd. They had Kamala and Sika, which they split up after a short while.
Yeah, but they were kind of jobbers at that point, weren't they?
A little bit. Like that was building up the Can-Am connection.
Sorry to use that word, but
they were actually used to build up the Can-Am connection before Tom Zink left. I remember that being an early like superstars feud.
Yeah, but that 9 second, because I remember rewinding the video with the.
He
you know, the remote with the wire.
He broke the Hulkster's ribs, dude, on the main event after he attacked him after he wrestled Magnificent Morocco.
So good.
Oh, and the greatest moment probably...
WrestleMania 3?
When he squashed Little Beaver, dropped the big elbow on him.
So part of me hates that that's his legacy.
No, you know what, dude? Come on, that's pretty fucking
it's
cool.
It's pretty cool, but like he was in a match. He just came off main eventing WrestleMania. Not just came off, but... It was the main event at WrestleMania 2.
Bundy and Studd versus the Machines.
Love that.
That was great. Where
that
Andre
was like, that's
was
such a fun story, too.
And the whole thing, Andre's suspension was leading up to Heenan getting him back in, which led to WrestleMania 3. How crazy is that? That Bundy was like the catalyst for all this starting.
Such a great, it's great big man. Great.
Unbelievable.
Like, super 100% Hall of Famer. And we can get into to that whole discussion until we're blue in the face.
He beat Hulk Hogan by count out in November 1987 on Saturday Night's Main Event. Remember that one?
Yep.
That's the infamous. If you guys ever have seen King Kong Bundy at a convention, one of the pictures you can get autographed was Bundy standing on top of Hulk Hogan, who was down in the middle of the ring. That, I think I have an autograph of that picture as well. Matter of fact, I got him to sign one to my cousin, another cousin of mine back in the day.
Oh.
Also, Kevin.
Oh.
Million Dollar Corporation.
Oh.
Wrestled The Undertaker at WrestleMania 11.
Dude, and that was awesome for me too, because that's when I was old enough to appreciate what King Kong Bundy was.
And he was a fucking funny guy, dude.
He was. It was.
He had chops.
But he looked so different from when I remember seeing him in 1985. Like, he looked like a different guy to me.
Oh, when he came back?
When he came back in what? It probably was 95.
Well, I mean, the WWE had a different look at that point, too. And they were in a little bit of
but
a different
he
direction.
Looked different to me.
Yeah, maybe he lost a little weight.
Like, look at a picture of King Kong Bundy from 1985 side by side with when he came back to the corporation. His face looked totally different to me. I don't know if he had any health problems before that.
Maybe he was living with Nikolai Volkoff. They were both poor together.
Yeah, maybe but Bundy didn't have a suit like Volkoff, though.
With the scent sign on the back?
Oh, my God. No, that fucking red pinstripe, the red and yellow pinstripe suit that Volkoff wore.
That was his suit, dude. He wore that thing everywhere.
Everywhere. That was his suit. That wasn't like, I guess, that was his suit.
He definitely did not.
No, it was a suit.
Just a couple other notes. He got his start doing advertising for a computer company called Vandex. I had never heard of them, but he was in their ads everywhere in print. Married with Children, 2 appearances. He played Uncle Irwin and then later on reprised King Kong Bundy as a wrestler against Grandmaster B when he was
Bud.
A B.
Bud Bundy.
Yeah.
He wrestled as a B. Yeah.
He was a B.
And then also he was in one of a very unsung, I guess, or underappreciated movie, Moving with Richard Pryor.
Yes. He played one of the movers,
yep.
Gorgo.
Hysterical.
Yeah, he was a funny guy. He was a hell of a personality.
And he ended up doing stand-up comedy after wrestling, after convention. So Hurricane Helm was posted out, thanks for all the laughs. So, like, if Hurricane's one of the funniest guys I've ever met in my life. So if King Kong Bundy makes Hurricane laugh, that means that King Kong Bundy's a funny guy.
I mean, he worked in Memphis. He wrestled Jerry Lawler. He worked in World Class. He was the last guy that Fritz Von Erich wrestled. That was his retirement match. Like, he's been involved in so much, you know?
It's tough. And
it's a hell of a career.
It's a certifiable 100% Hall of Fame career.
Even though he was part of the lawsuit in 2016?
All right, but that's not his career.
I understand, but, you know, then again, look. We'll talk about the Hall of Fame a little bit more later, but...
Every week until Mania, we talk about it.
The Hall of Fame!
Oh, yeah!
Look, one guy controls the Hall of Fame, and he knows more about wrestling than any of us.
Yep.
And that's all it is. If you're pining for somebody to get in, don't worry. Unless it's a select few people, he or she will eventually get in. Just a matter of...
If the rumors are true... Oh, well, they're no longer rumors. Honky Tonk Man's getting in.
Well, did we talk about Honky Tonk last week?
I think we did. Yes, we did.
Do you want to just get right into who was chosen this week?
Let's do it.
Tori Wilson.
R.I.P. King Kong Bundy, by the way.
Yes.
Let's tie a bow on that for now.
All right, well...
I know, just saying. It's a nice little tribute.
Tori
Wilson.
Tori Wilson. Kevin, what do you know about Tori Wilson?
I know that she's a smoke show.
Yes, she is, still to this day.
I know that she dated Alex Rodriguez, and before that, Billy Kidman.
Yes.
I know that she managed Billy Gunn when he made his return in, like, 2002 as the Ass Man.
Yes.
Well, he was already the Ass Man, but he came back as that.
He's an asshole.
WCW was huge for her. Managed Shane Douglas, I believe, at some point. Yes.
And she also made a bit of history as far as Botchamania.
Uh-oh.
Remember the corpsing? Send in the man? Macho Man busts through and she's giggling at him with some other woman and he pushes him down?
I know. Listen, there's a couple scary scenes with Macho Man in WCW where I think he's really going to beat a bitch.
But you've seen Botchamania. You've seen the send in the man portions when somebody's corpsing. Really?
I don't find that stuff entertaining. Like, all the weird wrestling, like,
folks,
shit.
Go to the Facebook page and please just tell Kevin how awful he is for not experiencing Botchamania. Big ups to Matthew, friend of the show, by the way. You should support Matthew.
Matthew who?
Matthew. Botchamania guy.
Listen, they have a huge following. I'm sure I've seen stuff on Botchamania. I just don't go out of my way to watch it.
We just lost listeners because of that.
Why? Because I'm sure they do phenomenal. They're hysterical.
Crying somewhere at a pub in jolly old England.
Wait, Matthew's a who?
Matthew from Botchamania he's an English guy.
He's the main Botchamania guy.
He is Botchamania, Matthew.
And he listens to our show.
He's a friend of the show. I've talked to him like tons of times.
All right. Well, then he could be your friend.
He's one of the guys where, because he's so far ahead of us in time zones, it's kind of hard to get him on the show. You know?
Yeah. And like I said, I've probably watched Botchamania before.
That's a bummer, dude. I thought you watched it. No. I honestly thought you were
Actual wrestling.
Oh, come on.
Like, I watch wrestling shows.
I'm surprised because even some of the guys from Almighty WrestlePro have appeared on Botchamania.
I'm sure they have.
CPA's been on Botchamania.
I'm sure countless people that I know and I'm friends with have been on Botchamania. I just don't watch it.
Can I give you
I don't watch a mania it. There you go. Ring that bell.
Boo!
Chicken fucker.
I got so many notes here. I can't even pull up soundboards anymore.
All right, Tori Wilson.
This feels like a sweet closure, she told ESPNW. What is ESPNW? Is that for women?
I guess.
Well, come on. You're the sports guy.
Well, clearly, ESPNW is not doing a great job because I have no idea what it is.
Being inducted into the Hall of Fame feels like a championship belt to me because it really makes me feel appreciated. She was asked about because she never won a championship. She's made appearances recently as part of Raw's 25th anniversary episode.
Rumble.
She was in the Royal Rumble. She was also at Evolution in the Battle Royal. She was in a Battle Royal, wasn't she?
Could have been.
The first women's
maybe
Royal
Botchamania
Rumble.
Has it.
Yeah, the Battle Royal at Evolution. There you go. She was in that. So there you go.
But she was in the Royal Rumble as well.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's 100% deserved.
And, you know, it goes back to the point we made a few minutes ago. Some people are like, what about blah, blah, blah? What about blah, blah, blah? Look, blah, blah, blah is going to get in.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah is a Hall of Famer, guys.
Coco beware, blah, 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 Bruno Sammartino. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
It doesn't matter.
Listen, the blah, 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 X.
James Dudley, blah, 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 the Ultimate Warrior. You know what I'm saying?
Blah, like, blah.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Blah, blah, blah should have gotten in years ago, by the way.
Doesn't matter.
Blah, blah, blah is like Hulk Hogan level.
Tori Wilson just blah, 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 King Kong Bundy, for God's sakes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it doesn't
God.
Matter, people.
It doesn't matter
does
when you
not
get in.
Matter.
It 100% doesn't matter when you get in. Would you like to get certain guys in that are older first?
No.
I think that should be a priority.
No, the one thing that pisses me off is there's certain guys that wind up getting like scrunched into this legacy wing, like Lord Alfred Hayes last year.
Well, he was already dead.
I understand, but it would have been nice to have somebody or something, like, you know, a little more than Lord Alfred Hayes joins the legacy wing. You know what I'm saying?
But there's a million guys you can do that
Look.
And there's a million guys I could have that deserve.
I get it.
Full inductions.
I get it. Lou Thesz is in the legacy wing of the Hall of Fame. To me, I'm happy. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. Just as sometimes it makes me scratch my head. But
you can't predict when someone's going to die. So, like, you're always thinking, oh, he can go in next year. He can go in next year. And then all of a sudden, Vader's gone.
Well, somebody...
Not that Tom Billington would have gone in, but if British Bulldog and if he was still... Like, the Bulldogs are gone. Bundy now is gone. So it's tough. You can't predict this kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, you can't just like, oh, we have to induct so-and-so before he dies. Well,
yeah.
You know, King Kong Bundy was 62,
yeah.
You know? I mean, Harley Race was practically on his deathbed last week, and then people told us, no, it's not necessarily the
Can
case.
I ask a completely dumb question?
No, go ahead.
Is Harley Race in?
Oh, I would think so.
I think so. I hope so. Maybe one of the earlier ones that wasn't televised?
Oh, wow. This is a good question.
I don't think he is.
Is Prince of Pro on?
Yeah, he's following us. Prince of Pro, shout out to you, my man. Always here for you.
Is he chatting you up right now?
No, I haven't been on the old Twitster.
Yeah, Kevin. We're going to feel fucking stupid.
He's probably in.
Class of 2004.
So who inducted him?
He was inducted by Ric Flair, of course.
Okay, yeah. All right, 2004 is 15 years ago. God forbid I forget something that happened 15 years
okay,
ago.
Okay, all right, let me prove a point to you. Big John Studd, Don Morocco, Greg Valentine, Harley Race, Jesse Ventura, JYD, Sergeant Slaughter,
Superstar, that's the class of 2004?
Superstar Billy Graham, Tito Santana, Bobby the Brain Heenan, and Pete Rose.
That's 2004?
All blah, 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 Bruno Sammartino.
I don't care. That's
all 2004.
Listen, but we know why Bruno hasn't been in since then.
I understand, but that's just proving a point.
That's probably the stickiest. Put any Hall of Fame class up against that. Read that off to me one more time.
Wait. I'm looking at the other.
The other one's probably the Piper, Hogan.
Okay,
Orndorff.
I can give you one that's going to challenge, but there's only a handful of people in that class. This is the class of 2004. Studd, Morocco, Valentine, Greg, Race, Ventura, JYD, Slaughter, Billy Graham, Tito Santana, Bobby Heenan, Pete Rose.
You could pick like
that's a stacked.
I don't know how many names, but assume you just read off 10 names. Eight or nine out of the 10 could have been a headliner.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10 wrestlers and Pete Rose. 11 names.
And Pete Rose deserves it, too. He was hysterical.
Pete Rose was involved in quite a few bits in the wrestling business.
That's a crazy class.
And it's a big class, too. Here.
It's a big class.
2006. Bret Hart, Eddie Guerrero, Mean Gene, Sherry, Vern Gagne, Tony Atlas, The Blackjacks, William Perry.
That's close. I don't think it beats. All right, as the biggest Bret Hart, Eddie Guerrero guy that I am, I don't think it beats the one that you just read.
2005, Hogan.
This one that I'm worried about.
Piper, Bob Orton, Jimmy Hart, Paul Orndorff, Sheik and Volkoff. That's a pretty solid class.
You're
too.
Right. I would still have to give the nod to the
because 2004
one.
Is just...
I mean, actually, you know what? Hogan kind of trumps everything. Hogan and Piper kind of take
but
the...
But 2004 is stacked. You know what I'm saying?
But, like, just with Hogan and Piper...
Look,
and...
you've got Don Morocco, Greg Valentine, Tito Santana, three former IC champs, Jesse Ventura, Sergeant Slaughter, former WWF champ, Billy Graham, former WWF champion, Heenan.
Better. If you would put him against Jimmy Hart, no disrespect to Jimmy Hart, Heenan would take the win.
All right, here, one more class. 1995.
Okay, so this is what before, this is way right, back when but, they right, had to induct
these
everybody.
These are big. I don't know if it's going to be bigger than 2005, though.
Was it Snuka? Captain Lou? Pat Patterson?
No, shut up.
You shut
None
up.
None of them. You're all wrong on all those.
You're all wrong? It's only me.
Yes, you're wrong with everyone. Okay. Antonino Rocca.
All right.
Ernie Ladd.
Ooh.
George Steele.
Ah.
Ivan Putski.
Oh.
The Fabulous Moolah. Oh, wow. The Grand Wizard. Pedro Morales. That's a stacked
That's
class.
That's a very
too.
Stacked class. But that was made at a point where there wasn't a whole lot of hubbub about it.
Okay. I would read 2000. I would read 1994.
Read the first one is obviously Andre by himself.
Yes. The class after that was Arnold Skolin, Bobo Brazil, the Nature Boy Buddy Rogers.
That's Snuka and Captain Lou, right?
No.
Wow.
Chief J. Strongbow, Classy Freddie Blassie, Gorilla Monsoon, and James Dudley.
All right.
Yeah, well.
I mean, exactly. That's a great class, too.
Captain Lou and Jimmy Snuka were 1996.
Who else was in that class?
Johnny Rods, Killer Kowalski, Baron Mikhail Cicluna, Pat Patterson, and Vince Sr.
Right. Other than, I guess, like Johnny Rods and maybe Cicluna.
Oh, and the Valiant Brothers.
Oh, all right.
I don't know why. They have them in a separate little spot underneath. That's kind of weird that they did that.
I don't know. We're just, like, I guess it's going through your YouTube playlist on the computer. It's the Survivor Series 1988 or 87?
No, 87. It's 87 team. Oh, so it's a tag match.
It's the Bundy, Andre, Rude, Butch Reed, and One Man Gang against, I think, Patera, Hogan, Orndorff. Oh, it's right here. Bam Bam. God, those are five Hall of Famers
right there. Morocco
and Humperdick.
Humperdick.
Hey, guys. Hey, go Oliver Humperdick.
I originally thought that was his name, and it was kind of funny. The next day I went to school. I'm like, he picked Oliver Humperdick.
Humperdick, for some reason, for me, he escapes my memory growing up.
He wasn't around too long. It was literally Bam Bam and Paul Orndorff for a short while.
Because he was the one, all the managers were trying to get Bam Bam, right?
Yes.
And then and everyone thought he was going to be a big bad guy with either, I guess, Heenan or Hart or whoever it was. And then he chose Humperdinck and became big-time babyface.
Which is weird because they did the same thing not too earlier before that with Savage. Everybody was fighting for Savage.
And then Elizabeth. Yep.
Wow, that was a hell of a tangent. I like that.
I love tangents, man.
So Torrie Wilson's going into the Hall of Fame to join all of the luminaries that we spoke of, plus many more.
Listen, she... For what the Hall of Fame is, she definitely deserves it.
Yeah, I think so.
She changed. I think she also did. Weren't her and Sable in like a dual Playboy together?
A dual Playboy? I know, like, she was in Playboy, right?
I thought they did like a co-anchor thing.
A co-anchor. By the way, follow Torrie Wilson on the Twitter. She does some fucking smoking exercise videos.
Dude, she's a smoke show.
She is, dude. And she looks great for 62, dude. See what I did there?
See, how do you have that joke ready and not ring the bell after you perfected it?
Because I was laying back reveling in my revelation of
reveling in your
humorous masturbation, Kevin.
Humorous? He's not in the Hall of Fame, is he?
No. He's too busy eating jelly donuts and sticking them in his hoo-ha.
Fucking with trainers.
Oh, time to take a quick break. There we go.
Attaboy.
I know. I had fucking halal for lunch today.
Again?
And it's
didn't you learn from the
no,
last
from
time?
Last week? No. Apparently I did not, Kevin.
God, is there like a cart right outside your office? Cause you were like dying last week.
God damn.
And you went right back to the source. There's the drop.
Oh, yeah. We'll get into that later. So we mentioned earlier, Harley Race, it was mentioned by Ric Flair that he was suffering from terminal lung cancer. Ooh. But apparently...
Not true. Apparently.
Yeah, his family came back and said he's been diagnosed with lung cancer, but it's not terminal. He's being treated and supervised. He's still very active in his World League Wrestling League, WLW. Appreciates everyone's concerns. The Race family is asking to keep his matters private, though. A.K.A. Rick, shut your mouth, please. Don't tell anybody anything else. What? I mean, how else would
no,
you
No, I'm not
that?
Wowing at what you're saying. I'm wowing that they just, like, if what you said is totally mentioned towards Ric Flair. Yeah, yeah, Rick, shut the fuck up.
Why else would they say that? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, like dad or whoever, however they're related, is dying or is sick.
Well,
this dummy's going, hey, Harley Race!
Do you think Ric Flair runs his Twitter?
Why? Did he say this on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, he could have. He could listen. This is probably what it was. Hey, can you put this out? Hey, Conrad. I don't know if it's Conrad or not. Can you put this out for Pop Pop?
Well, you know.
Yeah. Harley. Oh, Harley's not doing too good. Yeah. He's got lung cancer. Doesn't everybody die from lung cancer eventually?
Oh,
so
man.
It's terminal, right? Yeah. Putty's got terminal cancer.
Oh.
Look, I'm just saying.
I know.
Mean, he's 70. He's not all there. I mean, come on. He hasn't been all there for 30 years. Let's be honest.
I really would be hard-pressed to believe that Ric Flair tweets his own stuff.
No, but he probably asks somebody to tweet. And I mean, look, you can't take any creative license with, hey, my friend's got terminal cancer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he was just wrong. I don't think that was a mistake of somebody putting it out there and it wasn't true. I think maybe Rick was just mistaken. Jesus, you
No,
fall
I gotta
apart?
Pause this. I want to be too distracted. I'm watching this fucking Survivor Series 87 match.
You like the little keyboard? It's
I do.
Good.
It's actually pretty cool.
We're sparing no expense in Studio A.
Hey, I just gotta pause it. Pause. There you go. Because I will spend no time talking to you and just watch this 87 Survivor
yeah,
Series.
Yeah. If FYI, if you guys, if anyone at home has a PC hooked up to a television and you're tired of sitting with the big ass. You know, like Bluetooth keyboard or even a mouse
just
or whatever.
A big ass.
Just a big, that's a big ass.
If you're just tired of sitting with a big ass.
Get yourself one of these little Chinese doohickeys like from Amazon or eBay.
My God, I don't. What's wrong with your doohickey that you need a Chinese doohickey?
Mine's
get American-made doohickeys.
Kev, mine's too big. That's why we go to China.
Okay. One night in China?
Oh, Jesus. I really need the soundboard now. I've been away for too long.
I've been away.
You idiots.
I've been the king of Memphis, Tennessee.
Right, I'm gonna give you a pass on your singing because you actually got some chops.
I do have chops, bro.
I know you do. Choppy.
Fuck Choppy.
Fuck him in his ass.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
No one even knows who. All right, keep going. I love Choppy. Chippy McGee.
Chippy McGee. Chopper Magoo.
Remember? That was his first nickname for us.
Choppy McGee.
No, it was Chippy McGee. Because I couldn't pronounce his last name.
Fuck it.
Yeah, thanks, Gene. A little too late.
Another goat.
Do you know, are you familiar with Lufisto?
The women's wrestler who's retired?
Yeah, yes. Well, she's on her way out the door retiring, unfortunately. Turns out she's got huge problems in her right knee. She suffered a sprain back in 2002, I want to say.
All right.
And yeah, she decided just to, instead of getting surgery, just to get it scoped. She has no ACL, no MCL, and no meniscus in this knee. And she's been wrestling on it for 17 fucking years.
Is that possible?
Look, I don't know how possible it is, but she's only 39 years old and she's got to retire. She's starting to wind down her career. She's going to have knee replacement.
I guess it's possible.
One of her quotes was that she's got the knee of an 80-year-old woman. That's insane.
As long as she doesn't have the tits.
Oh, Jesus.
I am trying here.
She was quoted as saying, courageous or stupid, today I would say the latter. Different times, I guess. She said she's bitter, but not heart. Oh, she's not bitter, but heartbroken at the turn of events. That's a kick in the dick, though, dude. Imagine that. Like, 39 is not retirement age anymore.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not. I just don't know how you go through that not knowing that something was wrong.
Well, she knew. It's just, you know, you make that decision to keep going with it.
Yeah. No, right? I mean, I respect the desire to keep going, but come on, man. Like, you know, like, if something doesn't feel right, get that shit checked out.
No, but she didn't. She chose to keep wrestling.
All right.
Look, can I fault her for it? No, not at all. It's the business, and it's what's ingrained in being part of the business. But,
I mean, if that's how she earns her living, which I'm assuming it is.
But that was also 2002, and she's right. It was a different time. You know, it was machismo to get your brains bashed in by chairs on a weekly basis, you know?
As we talked about last week with Rob Van Dam.
There you go.
About head games.
So, you got it right. It wasn't headstrong.
I thought I got it wrong when I said head games just now.
Wait, did you?
Is it head games or headstrong? It's headstrong.
It is headstrong.
It is headstrong. So we both fucked up right there. Matthew from Botchamonia. I'm freaking out, man.
That's like when you go to clean your furniture and it doesn't come out
Botchamonia.
Right.
Botchamonia.
Oh, Jesus. Waka waka.
Boy.
We're here all week.
Should really stop. Last week I didn't screw up once and I had just drinking Pepsi. Now I'm back, have a couple daddy sodas. And
no, you did screw up last week. You called Rob Van Dam's.
Yeah, but he didn't call me out on it.
Oh, he called me out on fucking misquoting him 5 minutes after he said it.
Wow. Yeah, that was worse. That was more egregious.
All right. Kevin, it's egregious. Where's Gelman?
Hey.
You're mixing up Harry Carey and Regis. Hey.
If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself?
Think of the possibilities, Norm. Huh. I'd be delicious.
That's a pretty good Harry Carey. That's a pretty good Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey.
Hey, that's the only Harry Carey I know.
That me too.
I didn't grow up watching the guy on TV or anything. Let's see. We talked about King Kong Bundy. Oh, you want to speak about old codgers? Arn Anderson lost his job. Did we talk about that
we
last
did
week?
Mention it, but now more details have come out.
Kevin, it involves our favorite diva. Alicia Fox. Apparently.
She was in trouble. Was her belly button in trouble? That's a whole different life form.
Listen, don't mock my girl.
I love Alicia Fox.
She was coming around, dude. I was getting all on board with
She developed a character that was kind of based on a lot of pop culture, like stupid, spoiled, crazy bitches.
So, and she did it well.
She wore that, like, captain's hat.
That
and everything.
Was awesome.
I liked it.
That and it's such a heat magnet, too. It's like Jerry Lawler wearing the crown, you know?
Yeah.
So apparently, Kevin, let's take you back to February 10th in Saginaw, Michigan.
All right. Do you mind? I want to kind of relate to this story, so I'm going to go get another beer real quick. So you read. I'll be 2 seconds.
Wait, you muted your mic
yep,
as you were saying seconds? You humpty hump. You're a fucking digital underground, dude. You're doing the humpty hump tonight. So let me talk about my girl, Alicia Fox. Apparently and allegedly, she showed up for a house show in Saginaw, Michigan, and she was a little drunk. And what do we learn from Impact Wrestling when someone is inebriated, intoxicated, and shouldn't go to the ring? Let's just send them to the ring anyway. And who was the one allegedly responsible for sending said inebriated professional wrestler to the ring to entertain the fans? Yes, unfortunately, and if the story is true, it was Double A himself, Arn Anderson. We don't know for sure. This was the rumor and innuendo, if you will, that's been going around. If Arn did do that, and he's already been on Vince's shit lists, there's not much you can say to really defend him. However, they should fire Paul Heyman as well, because let's face facts, he sent fucking Sandman to the ring every goddamn night drunk off his ass. Why are you moving my monitor?
Because I can't see you.
I thought you didn't like looking at me. Good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, so there was that. Any thoughts?
If it's true, then yeah, he should have gotten fired if it's true.
Dude, if you work for Vince McMahon, you've got to be making good money, right?
I would imagine.
If you're on Vince McMahon's shit list, you're kind of you're not going out of your way to like kiss his ass, but you're not doing anything to put yourself on the radar, correct?
But we're talking about Arn Anderson here, who's been with them since WCW was purchased.
I understand, but WWE is a publicly held company, and you're sending one of your performers out to perform who's in, you know, for all intents and purposes, no condition to perform.
Right, but that wasn't made public, if it's true.
Well, but, all right, yeah, fine. I've prefaced the whole thing in saying if it's true. But me? I'm not sending anybody out if they're fucked up. Look, you got an issue here, take the night off. And if Vince goes, what happened? Look, she was drunk. She smelled of alcohol. I made an executive decision. I didn't want her to get hurt. I didn't want her to hurt anybody else.
Yeah, which is...
apparently it was a six-woman match that she was involved in. Maybe Arn felt that they could just bury her and leave her on the apron.
But it wouldn't take... if it's a six-woman match, no one would know the difference between a six-woman match and a five-woman match. So...
no, fair... look, fair enough. I just think it's a bad decision.
And I guarantee you that match wasn't one of the advertised matches to draw people in.
Hey, I don't know about you, but if I was living in Saginaw, Michigan, and I had a ticket to go see this live event, and I see Alicia Fox's name on that marquee, I want to go see Alicia Fox.
Yeah. I mean, he lost his job because of it. So when there's smoke, I guess there's fire, but...
apparently the story also goes that she's had substance problems and they're trying to get her into rehab, and she said no. How's that for a second?
That's
pretty old.
Yeah, it is. Amy Winehouse.
She also tweeted in response to the story, hashtag zero Fox given.
I thought she posted something more like not apologetic, but like resilience.
Yeah, but she also put like no Fox given or zero Fox given. Fox.
It's all right. So this is a weird situation because she was sent home, I guess, or something. And
she hasn't been back since that live event.
She was supposedly they thought she reported to rehab, but she never did. There's something going on where they don't even know where she is. Listen, first and foremost, she's got to get her shit together. If it's not together. Arn Anderson deserved to get fired if what he did is true. Unless you want to take that old school mentality where, like you said, Sandman would pregame for a match by drinking a six pack.
So. Did you ever see, I forget he was wrestling, I think it was Mikey Whipwreck. He's on the apron, Sandman I'm talking about, and he's grabbing onto the top rope. And you know how you kind of like lean back and then you slingshot yourself in over the top?
Yeah.
Sandman, and this is on old ECW TV. Sandman's grabbing the top rope. He leans back loses his grip, and he kind of did like that Wile E. Coyote float for a second and managed to grab the rope again, and the crowd was started giving him shit, and he started laughing, and Joey Styles goes, yeah, have another couple of beers.
Certain people should never do that move.
When he was on the money, he could pull it off. However.
Yeah, well.
It just cracks me up. Yeah, so Alicia Fox has not been back on TV. It's you know what? If she's got a problem, they got to get it taken care of.
But she, and I think deservedly so, has not been fired yet.
No, not yet.
Tony, am I loud?
You sound okay to me.
Okay.
Yeah, your levels are fine.
Giddy up.
Why, did you get nervous?
No, I thought I was loud.
That's okay. You can be loud. You can be loud as you want.
Screaming from the rooftops.
I'm just looking. There's so much more news and notes popping up, too, but we have so much more to get into as well.
A lot of stuff happening in the world of professional wrestling.
It's so crazy, dude. Like, the fact that, like, we're just sitting here. And then, listen, we have to do our quick picks for Fastlane coming up later.
Uh-oh.
To continue the Shining Wizards pay-per-view pick bonanza.
And this is actually Fastlane. So yeah, it's not, like, one of our fake-ass pay-per-views.
I really have to remember what I'm calling this every week or every week that we do this.
What?
The gimmick, the Shining Wizards pay-per-view pick bonanza thing, something like
just
that.
Just picks of the week.
I don't even know the score. Well, it's not picks of the week because it's not every week.
That's a good point.
By the way, not only do we have Fastlane, but we have Ring of Honor next week that we have to pick. We got to start watching some Ring of Honor. Otherwise, Matt's going to slaughter us.
Listen.
Kevin, the professional wrestling sommelier over here.
I have my finger right on the pulse.
You sure it's not in your ass?
I don't. What'd you say?
I said you sure it's not in your ass?
Oof. Might have been after this last week with the leg aids.
Oh, Jesus.
Which I've cured. I cured leg aids.
You have AIDS.
Yep. Leg aids. Cured it. Just like regular AIDS. It's cured.
Oh, here's something I wanted to bring up last week, but we kind of like wind up not covering a bit of stuff
like we're doing tonight.
No, we're getting through a lot. You know, we had a killer interview with Rob Van Dam last week.
That's
so
very
some,
good
some stuff necessarily yeah. had to get cut, you know, from the roster. They made a mention of it again yesterday on Raw during one of the tag matches. There's no such thing as an automatic rematch if
you
champion.
Really wanted to talk about this.
I did tonight. Because that's a big deal, dude. That is a big deal.
Is it?
Yes. Come on, ever since you've been watching wrestling, what happens when the champ loses? He gets a run of shows against the new champ to try to win his title back. They extend every feud like for another month or two until the new champion either loses the belt back or they put a stamp on the end of the feud and they all go on their separate ways.
I feel like recently, though, that's been another part of the story logic that's been forgotten long before they actually announced it.
It's just weird, dude. It's weird. It's like, that's a big rule change. It's not as big as not going off the top rope, but that's a big change.
Now, was this a rule brought, air quotes, rule brought down by when they did this whole, like,
they've just been
we're here for you? Or was it just, I thought it was just a SmackDown thing with Shane McMahon. And
no, they mentioned it on Raw
they
twice.
Mentioned it on Raw?
And they made a point to bring it up again this week during the tag title match. Which, it's weird because there's been situations recently where people have been invoking their rematch clauses, which leads to, like, triple threat matches and all this other nonsense.
Yeah.
So it's been a plot device that they've been using, but now just to say, yeah, it's not in the rule book anymore. It's kind of fucking weird, you know?
So I guess maybe it's at the discretion of whoever's making the the decision.
Well, I mean, the thing is, in storylines, that's a contract clause. They say a rematch clause. That's something put in a contract.
And if you don't defend, it's almost like if you don't defend the title in 30 days,
well, that's
we're stripping you.
Yeah, but that's on the books. Like when they say rematch clause, that's typically written into the quote unquote contract of each match.
Like,
you know?
Yeah, and even recently they've used it where wrestlers, oh, I'm exercising my. It's a way to get the match back on Monday Night Raw the next night.
Yeah,
or the next.
When,
Fastlane.
Yeah, like Bobby Lashley wants to, you know, use his rematch clause against Finn Balor, you know?
Right.
I don't know. That's just an easy way to just keep things on track. And it always added to the story for me.
No, it did. But I get that because they want to try to, like, what they did when they made that big announcement where we're like, we're shaking things up or we're we're listening to you now, and they brought up NXT guys that they've done nothing with, or they've done all this other stuff to try to make the, I guess, quote unquote, smarter fans or older fans to watch, and they've done nothing with it. So,
can I give you a little this and that about Twitter since we were talking about Alicia Fox on Twitter?
All right.
Okay, this is from NZO. I think you know who that is.
Are we?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Good call bringing this up, by the way.
At Real One. Hashtag RIP King Kong Buddy. B-U-D-D-Y. The epitome of pro wrestling. I recall going to shows at MSG with my grandparents. My grandma Raffaella loved him and hyped him up the whole ride in. Plenty of wrestlers risked it all that night, but I never forgot the guy with the green tongue who ate the turnbuckle.
Bada yep. Boom, bada boom, realest guy in the room.
No, you should have said dumbest guy in the room. Can we get it? Can we get something, Eli?
Dummy, yeah.
Fucking, you think he's trolling, or you think he did?
I think he's trolling.
That's kind of fucked.
I think he's really trolling. There's no, I don't care. Listen, I don't care.
King Kong, buddy.
Maybe that's like, hey, you know, he's my buddy, my King Kong buddy.
Bada boom.
Bada boom. How you doing, my buddy? You know what I'm saying? That's a bad Enzo. He should be the easiest guy to make an impression of.
What do we got impossible. Here? A couple of haters?
Couple of haters?
You just got to draw out that S, like that Ron Bennington
couple
S.
Couple of haters? You know, it's my...
How you doing?
King Kong buddy. That's not good. I'm
He's my King Kong buddy with my consensual penis.
I 100% think he's trolling.
Come on, that's a pretty good Enzo I'm doing, right?
No.
For real?
I mean, mine was worse.
Well, goddamn, kid. How's that for Austin?
No.
Well, goddamn, kid.
Nah, they're...
It's Paul Heyman, Steve Austin, by the way.
None of them are good.
What?
They're just not good.
What?
Man.
That's better.
Stop.
What?
Just stop.
Oh, God. Don't care. Don't care.
Exactly.
There you go.
Jesus!
I did not mean to hit that.
That's a good one, though.
Kevin, we have so much more to cover.
We do!
We've got to talk about the poor fellow who thought he just had cancer and found out he had HIV.
Oh.
We've got to do Fastlane picks. We've got to cover Monday Night Raw going into Fastlane.
We do.
Because
go home.
Big shit went down.
Big shit!
Well, but Kevin... As we always say every week.
Hey, bada boom, back after this.
I like that. We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B+ Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Forget going to the club to meet something new. When I want me something new, I go get me a basket and I go walk around Walmart. All the women being Walmart.
Joe, put the dreads, come
I'm
on.
I'm going. Walmart. They going to Walmart. They be Walmart. We going to Walla World. Walla World. Walmart. She going to Walmart. They going to Walmart.
We apologize for some of the technical difficulties we may have had earlier in the show.
Uh-oh.
Apparently our software doesn't like us too much. No, you got to hear us, but apparently the sounds, the drops. I mean, we didn't play a whole hell of a lot of them, but the software didn't like us. They weren't coming through. That should all be resolved now. You should be hearing our Mr. Ghetto Walmart coming through. And Kevin, let's get into our Patreon patrons.
Woo!
First of all, if you want to join the club and have fun with all the cool kids, patreon.com/wizardspodcast.
They are some really cool kids.
Dude, Kevin, how much does it take to join us on Patreon?
One simple little measly dollar.
A dollar, four quarters, 10 That's dimes, it. 20 nickels, 100 pennies.
700 pennies.
Yes.
Oh, wait, what?
We've got tiers. We got tiers. You could, we're going to be doing... Oh. Watch along soon.
Yes.
They're coming.
We got to figure that out.
Yeah, we still all got to get together, but we're figuring it out. Trust us.
I got something we watch first, though. I got a first watch along.
Oh, that's fine. Let me lower this shit. This shit's getting so loud.
Who was that, by the way?
Mr. Ghetto.
Ah, that's right.
Wait, did I shut it off completely? Oh, I stopped it. Oh, well, good. We don't need the music anyway.
No, we don't.
Whatever. Yeah, watch alongs, email addresses, banners, questions, phone ins, you name it. We've got a tier for you and your budget. Just head on over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Like these folks
Woo!
Who continue to support us, our Patreon producers, want to thank each and every one of them. First of all, the AOP, Anthony and Dan Rusinello.
That's right.
Cindy Ardone, man. I fuck that up every week, and I feel bad because she's got a question for us this week.
Uh-oh.
Ryan Arthur, Kratzo, Manny Krakoville.
Kratzo.
The Princess, the Queen of the Shining Wizards, Kathy Hummer. Mike Martinelli, the Sean Coelho, and Sean Toe. William Mercier Jr., thanks for the shout-out.
Lives.
The Shining Wizards, Matt, this week, by the way, on Radioactive Metal.
Lives are going to be
and if you
in
be
William
cool kids,
Mercier hands.
Listen, you guys... What I mean? Listening to us, we appreciate it. We love you all. Thank you so much.
You gotta let me get that in, man.
No, I was using it as backdrop. Cool.
Oh, okay.
I got it. I got the whole Wheel of Mercy right. thing. So you gotta give people little nuggets, like so they're listening closely. Kind of like you singing Smoke and Mirrors last week during the intro of the show.
Whoa, you're only smoking mirrors.
And that's
there goes Cody Rhodes. That's actually from a John Cena drop. He's like in like the locker room just walking around singing Cody Rhodes theme song.
Whoa, there goes Steve Lombardi. Whoa, here comes Cody Rhodes.
It's a John Cena thing.
John Cena song. Brooklyn Brawler. I still can't believe the software cut out of me. I'm
Dude,
so
I watched WWE ECW where Brooklyn Brawler wrestled in Kurt Angle's debut match on WWE ECW.
For real?
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. Kevin, before we move on from the Patreon patrons, You want to do some Patreon questions?
Let's do it, baby.
Yeah, let's rock these out. I really want to get to these. Let me pull them up. I got them all marked over here.
I like it.
And we've got some great questions. We've got, let's see here. Blah, 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 blah.
Woo!
Our boy Manny Kratzo starts us off this week.
Kratzko.
He's got three questions for us. He said he's trying to get us a picture of himself wearing his Shining Wizard shirt with some of the hot, quote unquote, hot chicks in my nursing class.
All right, what's the trouble?
I can't wait to see that.
Come on, Kratzo.
Come on, get on that, dude.
Fucking deliver, bro.
Question one, and this one I actually went on a bit of a wormhole for, and I want to get your take.
Uh-oh.
Have you guys seen anything from Orange Cassidy yet? Thoughts on him? I think he's amazing and could get over almost everywhere. Did you get a chance to check him out?
No.
I
am familiar with him. I know he works a lot. Not a lot, but I know he's working, I think, for like standalone wrestling.
Works for Beyond quite a bit.
Beyond,
too. That's a lot of the stuff where I found him on. There was a tag match with him and Joey Janela. They took on Tracy Williams, and I forget who Tracy's partner was. It's weird. It's almost like he doesn't give a shit, which is the gimmick, which is like pretty funny in and of itself. I don't know how that would last on a main stage, but the guys in Beyond seem to enjoy the shit out of it.
I mean,
I was enjoying it too.
Yeah, it's kind of my bad. I probably should. I didn't see that text right away.
No, and I had heard about Orange Cassidy, so I'm like, all right, Manny brought him up. Let me take a look at the guy. Let me find out about him. Yeah, if you got a chance, check him out.
Is he like kind of like a Joey Janela / like Sandman kind of guy?
Oh, text from Shining Wizards Matt. He's working Velveteen Dream for Evolve.
Orange Cassidy is.
Orange Cassidy is.
Beautiful.
That's pretty big.
That ain't bad.
I can only imagine what that's going to be like. He also had a funny match with Hornswoggle. Oh, stuff with Colt Cabana was pretty good. So, yeah, he's talented. I don't know how that transfers to, like, say, like, All Elite or, you know, like, NXT.
It means he has personality.
Yeah, and apparently he was, like, he pretty much came out and said, like, yeah, I was a regular wrestler. I just wanted to be cool, but it wasn't working, so I came up with this. And it works.
And that's the thing that so many wrestlers have to do at some point. Find your identity. Find what you're comfortable doing.
Yeah, and for now, he's in a good spot.
Yeah.
And he's got time to mature it and time to like move it in the right direction. Yeah. Yes. Question number two. Do you think WWE pulled the heel trigger right on the sweet spot with Ronda Rousey? I think it's exactly what they should have done with Roman all along. Roman got sick. I was clamoring for Roman to be a heel for a long time as well. That doesn't mean that they might not do something heel with him after WrestleMania and all this other nonsense. But who knows?
I don't see Roman going heel.
You're probably right on that. You're probably right on that. But the main question is, do you think they pulled the trigger at the right time for Ronda Rousey?
Yes.
Yeah, she's been too goody-goody for too long. Can I play something real quick?
Sure.
We're not talking.
Are you going to play are you playing the promo from Raw?
We're not talking Raw yet, but, you know,
because I wasn't the biggest fan of this. And I think it's more because of her delivery and her inexperience than it is of her character.
I didn't like that she came back and was like, what is this? What is this? You're giving up my belt. But we'll get into that. We'll get into that. Here's the interview that leads to all the heavy duty shit that ends Raw yesterday.
And I exceeded every expectation. I poured my heart out and sacrificed my body for your entertainment. And what'd you do, huh? You put me at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, my home. You cheered for Becky Love out here working my ass off to entertain you. Well, you know what? No. No, I am done pretending. I am no longer here to entertain you. I would break Charlotte and Becky's noses if I so much as sneeze in their direction, and you know it. No, I am not your dancing monkey. Not anymore. Damn your fantasies. Damn the man. Screw the woo. And no more Mrs. Nice Pick.
Oh, and Ronda Rousey goes right after Charlotte and Becky.
All right, and then it goes on from there, and she just literally like lays waste to Becky, and Charlotte kind of gets out of Dodge. And you know what? Charlotte's kind of lucky she did. I think it was a smart move on her part. But that's a hell of a promo.
It's a hell of a promo.
Screw the woo.
The very end was perfect.
Yeah.
Up until then, it just sounded like someone who had a script and was reading it way too fast.
Well, she did rush a little bit. And I think that's kind of why Stephanie was like filibustering at the end of the episode with that whole little speech. But
it was passionate. Don't get me wrong. But it was just way too fast and didn't
What did she say? Forget your fantasies. Forget the man. Screw the
forget,
woo.
Yeah, I'm not no longer your dancing monkey. I'm no longer this
forget
and that.
Forget your fantasies?
Like, no, I think it was. I don't think it was forget your fantasies, was it?
Want me to play? Oh, if I play it again, it's going to have to be the whole thing, though.
Yeah, but what the fuck?
Let me see if I can pull it up. I could do some.
No, play the whole thing. Why not? Because I would like to hear it again.
Wait, here we go. Oh, it's not coming through. I do have to play it again. That's my bad. Let me cancel out of this.
And I exceeded every expectation.
Here we go.
I poured my heart out and sacrificed.
This is why we need your support on Patreon, people.
You put me at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, my home. You cheered for Becky Love out here, working my ass off to entertain you. You know what? No, I am done pretending. I am no longer here to entertain you. I would break Charlotte and Becky's noses if I so much as sneezed in their direction, and you know
sneeze.
It. No, I'm not your dancing monkey. Not anymore. Damn your fantasies. Damn the man. Screw the woo. And no more Mrs. Nice Bitch.
Damn the man.
Did she say Mrs. Dice Bitch?
Mrs. Nice Bitch.
Hey, balls across the nose.
Hey.
No, it's a good promo. If
damn
she slowed
the man. Screw the woo. That's a shirt, bro.
If she just slowed down. It would have, again, it was effective, don't get me wrong. If she just slowed down a little bit.
You know what, though? That kind of fits her, though. That kind of fits her.
But you couldn't understand what she was saying.
Oh, I did. Damn the man, screw the
woo. No, that part was fine.
What does she mean by damn your fantasies? Like, does she think, like, just people are just getting off on, like, watching women fight? Like, I didn't quite understand.
I think the fantasy of
like a three-way?
Well, that's what we're getting, clearly.
She's always tugging on her crotch, too. Come on.
It was weird.
She needs better gear.
Well,
she had it. I know. Why couldn't she stick with that? That would have been cool as shit.
I think they just wanted her to work with the MMA style, like less is more type.
Yeah, I don't know. Then they could have put her in trunks like you know, shorts like Brock Lesnar.
Let me ask you this, though. Does she wear, I can't tell when she wrestles, does she wear like the under stuff that all the other diva or women's wrestlers wear?
Like pantyhose and stuff?
Yeah.
No.
She doesn't, right?
No. Well, because she's got full length shorts on too.
No, she doesn't.
Well, doesn't she wear?
She's
like,
got the shorts up to like her
upper
thigh.
Yeah, but they're not cut around like the bikini area. Like she's got like spandex trunks on. Well, not trunks, half shorts.
Tights,
right?
I guess.
Half tights. I don't know what
trunks? This is
spandex
where,
shorts.
This is where I'm going to show my complete ignorance for what wrestling gear is. Tights are tights, like they're pants.
Yes, great explanation, Kevin. Tights are tights.
Trunks are trunks, right?
So Shawn
tights
Michaels,
are tights and trunks are trunks.
Here's the perfect way to explain it. Shawn Michaels wore tights over his trunk. Oh, no, trunks over his tights. I couldn't even explain it right.
Because to Matt.
Bret Hart would wear trunks over his tights.
Fuck, trunks are the underwear, tights are the pants.
Yes.
All right, so.
So she wore short tights things. She wears short tights.
She wears
tight shorts.
Like the shorts.
No, that's not right.
I don't know what the shorts are. For lack, let's call them
trunkettes.
Let's call them trunkies.
All right, trunkies.
So she wears the short trunkies, but she doesn't wear the. But so does like Sasha Banks, but she still wears the underhosing.
No, Sasha Banks wears just trunks.
God.
Yeah.
But she wears. She wears stuff that doesn't go below her thigh, but she wears the underhosen underneath.
Most of
Ronda doesn't.
No,
right?
Ronda doesn't. No.
Okay.
Probably because she has like shorts on as opposed to just like trunks. All right, fuck it. You're gonna lose your mind anyway.
I don't think it matters.
I don't care. I think that was the fair enough spot. But now Ronda Rousey cannot come out next week high fiving little kids. She's got to be a bitch.
If she's going to be, I think she will be.
She has to be. She's been iffy up to this point.
Listen, the crowd already started to turn on her. So might as well go, which I thought was undeserved. But if they're going to turn on her, turn her. And then, you know what we're going to have? The four horsewoman.
No.
We're coming up for those tag team championships.
No.
Oh, daddy.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's right. No. unless they're just gonna, unless they're just burying her on her. Can I, fucking Christ, Tony? Unless it's just her way out to go out as a bad guy.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a bummer. Let's finish questions though, and then we'll get into.
Oh yeah, fuck.
Fuck. Hey, fuck it.
I forgot.
Question three. What's the new soundbite Tony hits almost every 5 minutes? Well, you're going to have to be a little more
specific. I thought that was a question from Matt.
Where I assume a child is going, or something like that. T3 getting killed at Fortnite. No, apparently it's not Fortnite death. It's Roblox death. Whenever you die on a game in Roblox, this is what you hear. Ooh.
That sounds exactly like your kid, though. Ooh.
Come on, for real?
Yeah. Ooh. That sounds like T3. God damn.
Yeah, so if there's any parents out there, definitely, when Roblox was a thing, you definitely heard this at least 1,000 times.
That sounds like your kid, bro, to me.
I don't know about that.
I have a small dick.
Oh, that's
Matt, does that sound like his kid? Text me. Text us. It sounds like T3.
Oh, God.
That's me. That's me tonight.
That was Matt texting in. Let me see. We got more questions. Thank you, Manny Krachtogil, for sending that in. Dan Rusinello, Razor, sends in his questions. What's up, boys? Me and my friends have been debating this for a while, and knowing you guys are also ECW fans,
oh boy,
I want to know your guys' ECW Mount Rushmore. Don't include Paulie. He's obviously, I won't say GOAT. I'll say the man. I just said the GOAT. And any tag teams included are one spot.
Oh, we have to include a tag team?
No, you don't, but if you do. Okay, so Matt just sent me his. Shane Douglas.
I don't want to look at it.
Tommy Dreamer.
That's his?
Raven. The Eliminators.
I think we've done this before.
We have done this before, but it'd be curious to see if our answers change at all.
All right, for me, I can't put a tag team on the Mount Rushmore.
I don't either. I don't think I did last time either.
And that's no disrespect to the Eliminators, the Gangsters, you know, the Dudleys. It's just that there were way too many significant singles competitors.
That's the way I feel, yes.
So to me, it's Shane Douglas, Tommy Dreamer, Taz. Oh, boy. It's tough because I want to put Terry Funk in there, but I really can't. I got to put... The RVD Jerry Lynn feud alone, I think it's RVD's spot, but
that's tough. Like when I'm thinking Mount Rushmore, I'm thinking like original guys, you know, guys
but you gotta figure the people that carried that longer than anyone expected it to be there.
I'm thinking Tommy Dreamer, he's got to be
100%.
Sandman, I think, is a huge part of the ECW. I mean.
Yeah,
fucking Sandman.
Fair enough. I'm not gonna argue anyone that we all pick. I guarantee you.
Tommy Dreamer, Sandman, Shane Douglas, because Shane Douglas
started it all.
And,
essentially,
and he was a rock that was there for such a long time. If I had to go fourth, like right now,
There's four. Mount Rushmore is four, right?
Really?
I swear to God.
Really?
Yeah.
Harley races in the Hall of Fame. I'm thinking. And I know Matt can't stand him. I'm thinking you got to give Sabu a spot. Because Sabu...
I think Matt respects... Matt has mentioned he respects the fuck out of what Sabu's done.
Wet just Sabu. Not,
just... Matt loves Wet Sabu. By the way, that's the name of the episode, by the way.
Wet Sabu.
Wet Sabu.
He got thrown off of Twitter again, you know.
God, it's fucking... Goddamn, whoa. Fucking Sabu, man.
He was using his favorite F word. No, not that F word.
Let me run through mine again, because I think I had I had Shane, Taz, Dreamer, so I have one more. I will go now. I think my position on Rob Van Dam has changed a whole lot.
So you're going RVD?
I think I'm going RVD.
Look, it's kind of hard. Like, you could easily put 10 guys and then try to whittle them down. Yeah.
Just because you want to go, your gut is to go with the guys that made ECW what it was, but there was also guys that sustained it.
Yeah.
And I think Rob Van Dam is a guy that sustained its popularity for a long time.
You could argue a whole bunch of guys.
You could argue Terry Funk. If you wanted to put a tag team, the Dudleys, for sure.
Terry Funk, Taz, Sabu. You could probably even say Mikey Whipwreck. That was a huge story.
Mick Foley.
Raven. Matt put Raven.
Raven, that's a good one, too.
You know what I'm saying? It's so hard once you get to like that group of 10.
Because you know what it's so great about it? For WWE, you could argue maybe like 9 or 10 guys, and that's over a span of God knows how many years. ECW was around for what? From 90, I mean, a long time. The don't hot get me period, wrong. The heart, don't get me wrong.
The hot period was probably 95 to like 98.
But their Mount Rush, like their guy, there's so many guys that were contributing factors to it.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. Absolutely. Shit, you could argue JT Smith. He's the one that started the FBI.
You can't argue JT Smith.
Look, JT Smith gets a lot of love.
You can't argue JT Smith.
I wouldn't argue Bad Crew or Hack Myers.
I'll argue Scotty Riggs then.
I mean, you can't argue Too Cold Scorpio. You really
can't.
As
a Mount Rushmore? Yeah, you can.
Come on. Really? Really? Look, I love Scorp. Mick Foley I would not put on a Mount Rushmore of ECW either.
Even from
you
that
can't.
Trade from
on,
that
can't.
That trade from WCW to ECW where but he threw the tag belt on the ground.
Yeah, but you can't, dude.
I can mean, argue Mick Foley probably better than Scorpio.
Yeah, but I don't think either one of them rises to that level.
And Scorpio is one of my favorites of all time.
Dude,
he's on the Wall of Fame.
So is Mick Foley, for Christ's sake.
That's right. That's my guy.
You know what I'm saying? Like
name drop.
It is what it is. It's
again,
tough.
We could talk about this. We've been doing this show for, what, 7 years? 8 years, just about?
Oh, I got a King Kong Bundy story that involves Matt, by the way. We have to tell that.
Yeah.
Do you remember that story?
He put it on the Facebook today, which reminded me.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, can I read it? Like, is it complete?
It's on our post where Matt posted the poster King Kong Bundy memories.
Okay. So in the meantime, you can answer this question for Cindy Ardone, by the way. First time question. Thank you, Cindy.
Oh.
How did you guys pick up ladies? I'm assuming she means that Kevin doesn't pick up ladies anymore.
Well, I'm assuming he meant you guys, because you're both married.
You mean
she? Or she meant you guys, because you're both married.
Yes, that man, Cindy.
No, dude, she's no man. She's a smoke show.
Oh.
She should be in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh,
next
God.
Year.
Let me see. I got to pull
if
up.
Tori Wilson's getting in this year, Cindy Ardone should get in next year.
All right,
year.
So since you're the single guy, why don't you give us a little insight into the game of Kevin Joseph Garifo?
That's the most embarrassing question ever.
You don't have to get specific, but give us general. Like, what's the vibe?
There's no. Oh, first of all, I do stand-up comedy, which helps. So I am a comedian, so I make people laugh. I make girls laugh when they talk to me. So,
but are you telling them jokes or?
No, I'm just being me, man. That's it.
Matt says, I use the funny and my big hitter. I guess Matt's saying that his drop on the soundboard is not correct.
I have a small dick.
Oh.
Yes, because so, Matt's a what do they call him, a coxman?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know why, but my web browser is giving me a problem, and I can't pull up the...
Sounds like a solution for BlueChew. BlueChew.com, my web browser.
Good God almighty. Why is this page not opening? What is going on?
Page here?
Why can't you open the page, Tony?
Did you see that yet?
What, page?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see Fighting With My Family yet.
No, listen, how did you get your wife, bro?
Oh, how did I?
What I think she meant.
Oh, I thought you were asking me about Paige because I was snorting like Paige. What are you? All right.
I'm talking about Cindy Ardone's question. She asked, how did you guys get your ladies? I assumed, she meant you and Matt finding your wives. Matt uses big hitter and his humor.
How did you guys pick up ladies? Is she talking about game that we had before we were married? Because let's face facts, Kevin. Once you're married, you no longer have game.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, look, it's funny. You got to bring the humor. You got to like.
You got to produce where it counts.
Can't come on too strong, but you can't be too nice.
Yeah.
You know.
Stuff.
And you got to lay out how you are to see if that's how she is. You know, like, look, you're a funny guy. You wouldn't want, you know, Prunhilde. You know what I'm saying? Like,
who's Prunhilde?
The chick that doesn't laugh at your jokes.
She the next inductee into the Hall of Fame?
Yes, Prunhilde Jones. Prunhilde. She's going on the Wall of Fame.
We got to get Prunhilde up there.
But you know what? I mean, look, yeah, it is kind of personal. But to be honest, it's you got to be funny. You got to hope that she's as funny as you are.
Some of it is right place, right time.
Right mood.
Right mood. Right, like right atmosphere. Like, right. Yeah, right mood is 100% what it is.
And the tip is...
Just the tip.
Hi-oh. don't lose your ability. If you're honing your craft, even if you've got a significant other, do the Mean Gene. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck it.
Fucking dick.
The Mean Gene and just fuck it.
Jesus. Fuck, I hit the wrong button.
Fuck it.
That's right, guys. If you ever want to know how to pick up girls, just do the Mean Gene and...
Oh, Kevin, I'm
fuck it.
Because I'm looking up Matt's story. I want to make sure I get it.
Does Matt have to tell? The King Kong Bundy one. All right, I'll tell you it.
I got it right here.
Oh, of course you do.
Now I did. You harassed me enough.
Yeah, well, you could have put up a good drop when it was.
Told him at an indie show that he had the dick dude disease. I was at this show, by the way, Kevin.
I know you were.
His stomach sticks out more than his dick does. He called me something, and I told him. Now, he said this, and there was absolute dead silence during the match. I told him to play a game of hide and go fuck yourself. He had me thrown out of the show. Yes, and what Matt leaves off is that about 3 minutes later, the fire alarm was pulled, and we had to evacuate the auditorium. That part of the story he forgets. He insists to this day that he didn't do it, but circumstantial evidence points to the other
circumcision
direction.
Evidence points to...
Yes, fuck it. Just the tip.
That's right, BG.
Yes, Cindy. God, I hope that answered your question.
First of all, I've been terrible lately with chicks. I'm not going to even lie about that.
Oh, give us something.
I've been terrible. My game is off.
Because you're not working your game out, dude. You're too busy recording episodes of The Dumbfellas.
I'm too busy posting pictures of wrestling figures on my social media.
That's a chick magnet for
you. Oh, yeah. Listen, here's the thing, though. Here's a little piece of advice.
Oh, Jesus.
Because, listen, granted to the mass media or to the mass public, posting pictures of wrestling figures or video games and this and that might not be good. But if you know your audience, it's perfect. Like, everyone knows, like, why do you go to this bar in West Orange called The Hat all the time? No girls ever go there. But if girls one night just happen to go there, and I'm sitting there, I'm instantly a 10 compared to everybody else. So that's...
Kevin's playing off the fact that all the other townies are gross compared
exactly.
to them.
I look pretty good compared to them.
Kevin's the best of a shitty situation.
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with that, dude.
That's a new t-shirt.
Now, do you wind up going hogging or do you? I mean, you've had some choice.
I'm not gonna.
Kevin does all right.
Yeah.
Kevin's a solid ground rule double guy. He gets them over the fence, but they may hop a couple of times to get there.
Listen, I hit for average, not for power. All right.
Kevin's batting about a 295, but they're all singles. But that's okay.
Exactly.
But that's okay.
Listen, I just want to get on base, bro. That's awful.
That was great. That was great. I love that question. Please join us on the Patreon.
And I'm gonna text Cindy Ardone right now.
Ooh, maybe she's gonna join you at the Hat tonight.
No, I would have take her there.
Oh, Kevin's going across the street to the Brown Bear.
That's right. That's
best wings in West Orange,
that's
baby.
That's a hot establishment. Nah, just kidding. Thank you, Cindy, for your support.
No, we love all of our patrons. Thank you so much, Cindy. Thank you to Razor. Thank you for Kratzo for sending us all these great questions. Like I said, join us on Patreon. Minimum $1
a month. That's stuff. It.
That's it. $1 a month. That's all it takes. What
else?
To see if there's any other news and notes.
Was the last of the questions?
Yeah.
Oh,
we have five questions, dude.
That's a good point.
That was some good stuff. You were following Rhonda and Becky on Twitter, right? There was some nasty shit going on there.
I'm kind of done with that.
No, I am too. But
I know it's not podcast fodder, but I'm just like, all right. Someone's going to say something rebellious and someone's going to say something else.
Yeah, but you can't deny the fact that Rhonda's been on point with everything she's been fucking saying, dude. She's been playing it to the nines.
Yeah, but you don't think that, like, Rhonda's, like, texting... Like Becky, like, hey, I'm going to say this. Like, what do you think?
But the perception is like, you know, like when you watch Raw, you don't see them in the back going, hey, Becky, I'm going to go out there and make fun of your mom. And Becky's like, oh, great. Yeah, do that. Oh, you know, you don't see that. So it's kind of like Twitter is like the same as what you'd see on Monday.
Someone put out a great Twitter post. I don't want to say it was Eric Bischoff, but it was somebody.
Oh, Eli Drake.
Yes, Eli Drake. Yes, yes, yes.
I read that. Go into it.
Yeah. He was like, social media doesn't pay me. TV pays me.
Yes.
So why am I making the hotter stuff on Twitter. Again, I'm paraphrasing completely.
No, you're right. And he makes a good point. But, you know, you can't say the things that they wanted to say necessarily.
Right.
And you're not restricted to your segment in a three-hour show when you're on Twitter.
And did you see what some of the other WWE superstars were saying?
No, give me
something. Kind of busting their balls. Like, oh, I guess we can say whatever we want now on Twitter. Because they're dropping, like, curse words and this and that. So, like, Tyler Breeze put something out. I guess I could say whatever shit I want. If I see anybody, I'm going to fucking beat. Or if I see Luke Harper, I'm going to beat his ass. And Luke Harper's like, should probably pick someone that's on TV.
Yeah.
Or some shit like
yes,
that.
Yes, I saw that. You're right.
It was fucking hysterical.
It's good stuff. Hey, they're playing off of it, so it is what it is. Let them have fun, dude. Let them have fun. It's WrestleMania season.
Let the kids play.
Impact, couple of signings. We know that Fala Ba re-signed last week.
Love me some Ba.
It was also announced this week, Moose signed a new multi-year deal. And one of our favorites, Rosemary, re-signed for a couple more years.
Ah, that's right. She's one of my favorites.
That's pretty awesome. I got her little...
That's right. That's your girl. That's your boo.
She's the best, dude. She's the best.
I just said that's your boo on fucking the podcast.
That's a boo.
A boo, exactly.
Listen, I'd be playing sounds. We have so much more to get into. Apparently, the Cruiserweight Championship is going to be defended probably on the pre-show at WrestleMania. Well, they're holding a tournament right now on 205 Live.
That's right.
Drew Gulak managed to make it into the second round by beating Brian Kendrick. And Tony Nese defeated Kalisto. That's crazy.
Goddamn. Woo.
Woo.
I'm a human soundboard.
All right. Then
when I get my tax return, maybe I'll actually get a computer.
Let me see. The NXT UK signings. Did we talk about that?
Oh, the five?
Congratulations to our girl, Jazzy.
Yeah, we did, because I made fun of her last week.
We talked about that. Yeah. Okay, let me see.
I want to thank the Wizards, Tony and Matthew.
Why does she sound like Kratzo?
Because she's from that area.
That area. Let me see. I'm just...
want to extend my thank yous to everybody but Kevin.
I've got some notes on All Elite. They're partnering with Lucha Libre. Cody's going to be at Triple
A's. The whole industry of Mexican wrestling.
Oh, did I not say AAA? I'm sorry. I meant to say AAA. Lucha,
that's big.
I'm an idiot.
That's all of Mexico.
Yeah, so Cody's going to be at the Rey de Reyes in Puebla on March 16th. That's coming up next week.
The beach?
Yes.
Isn't Puebla the beach?
Pueblo. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, because La Piscina's pool and Puebla is the beach, right?
Look, I didn't take Spanish. I took Italian, so... Mm. I know in Italian, the beach is Piscina. So.
Puebla. What is Puebla?
Let me see. What else? Shit, I thought there was more notes. Oh, yeah. They got another show.
The Jacksonville show. That's a big show, man.
Well, that's the one at the 5,500 seat something or other.
Yeah, that's what they teased.
The Daily's Place Amphitheater?
I could just tell you.
Go ahead.
It's like the theater at MSG. It's like a theater that's... affixed to where the Jacksonville Jaguars play football games.
Well, that would make sense.
So, and I think it's a fucking smart move because that's 5,000 people in Jacksonville, Florida, where it's not a hot market to get people to go to stuff.
Well, it's also for charity. They're gonna
right, for the people that were that video game conference that were or
really
remember
I
that?
Just have it generally for gun violence. For
you
victims.
No, you remember that. Video
yes.
game, the Madden tournament,
yes.
where people got shot up.
Because people are fucking
It's for
sick.
That in conjunction with other victims of gun violence. You're right.
It's called Fight for the Fallen. It's Saturday, July 13th, down in Jacksonville. If you're in the area, please go check it out. That's pretty huge that they're doing something charitable like that.
No, it's amazing, and it's a start to what we might see with AEW. We still don't know what this is.
Do you know much about Dave Finley getting hurt and he's being replaced in the New Japan Cup?
No, I don't know. In terms of the severity of the injury, I do not
dislocated
know.
Shoulder, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah, I dislocated my shoulder, but it's back now. I'm seeing a doctor. Hopefully it's not too serious. So he's been replaced by Ryusuke Taguchi.
Ah, the Elite.
And Matt would have to give you more updates on that because...
What are you talking about? You're the Japanese
Listen,
wrestling master.
I'm falling behind because there's so much going on with the E this week.
That's right.
Let me see.
Which we haven't even talked about, like the Shield and all this stuff going into.
Dude, there's so much stuff going on with like Ring of Honor, but you know what? I think Ring of Honor is probably better to talk about next week because we're going to be talking about the pay-per-view leading up to it.
Yeah, and as we get closer to the show at WrestleMania weekend.
This concerns me. It's something that we talked about. I just want to bring it up. Progress is going to be unifying their championships.
This concerned you?
Yes. because a lot of people have been talking that maybe NXT UK is causing a problem for a lot of these guys that are being signed to contracts, not being able to work the other promotions anymore, because the Progress World Champion Walter is going to be taking on Atlas Division Champion Trent Seven, and they're going to unify the belts on May 5th at the Alexandra Palace in London. So I would imagine this is Walter bowing out of
Cinco
Progress.
De Mayo.
Yes, you're right. Do they celebrate that in England?
Of course they do.
They know what that is?
100%.
You've been.
What?
Look, it's England. They fucking celebrate everything anyway.
Tony,
over there,
so. No, they do not celebrate Cinco de Mayo. They do not celebrate the uprising of Mexico.
Then why do we celebrate it?
Or was it what, Cinco de Mayo is what? Texas being annexed? Is that what it is?
That's the annexation of Puerto Rico. That was Little Giants.
Isn't Cinco de Mayo when like was the fight on?
I know that everybody goes over to whatchamacallit. I can't even think of the name of the place.
Is it tonight, Fat Tuesday?
Yes.
All right.
And I'm sitting here hanging out with Skinny Kevin.
That's right. That's why I'm getting drunk.
Let me see. I don't know. Madison Rayne left Ring of Honor. She's going back to Impact Wrestling.
That's kind of crazy. If you go into that backstory of what's been reported about how she wanted the beautiful people to reunite in Ring of Honor, and then they counter proposed with her feuding with them.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird. And then her just leaving and be like, no, that's not what I want.
She's not very good at commentary, so I hope she actually gets back into wrestling when she goes back to Impact.
But lately she's been depicted as, again, I haven't watched Ring of Honor in a while, but from what I see, to me lately in 2019, she's more of a babyface veteran than a heel faction member. So it's like, I would like to see, and Ring of Honor is probably right, put like a Mandy Leon in the Beautiful People to feud with one of the original members, which is Madison Rayne. So, I don't know. That's a weird little story going on.
It's about to get weirder because we're going to start talking Monday Night Raw in a second. And the third wizard is actually calling in.
Is he going
to
call in?
He's dying to join us. But before he joins us...
I never get allowed to call in when I want to call in.
You can call in.
I'm always here, though. That's probably why.
Yeah, pretty much. Except for the day you had leg aids.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't miss too
many shows. I'm actually starting... A charity race for leg aids. It's called
the Kamala 250.
That's it.
It can't be 500 because you only got one leg.
That's it.
Actually, it'd be Kamala Zero because you don't have any legs.
I'm cured from leg aids. Cured.
Oh boy.
By the way, Cinco de Mayo is an annual celebration. Mexican Army's victory over the French Empire at the Battle of Puebla, which is the beach.
Well, good for you, Kev. Well, buenos dias.
Is it the beach?
Shit, that was on this weekend. Revenge of the Nerds 2 was on. It was a great movie-watching weekend. Speaking of old things, Jim Cornette made his debut for Major League Wrestling.
That's a weird fucking...
Joining Rich Bocchini. Yeah, that's the way you pronounce it. From now on at the commentary team, which is really weird because I thought that was Tony Schiavone's gig. But what do I know?
What, is Schiavone gone?
I don't think so, but Schiavone had to miss a show, and I think that's why Cornette stepped in. So Cornette's going to wind up being part of the commentary team for now. Yeah, I don't know, dude, because aren't a lot of the guys in Major League Wrestling guys that Cornette kind of shits on or doesn't really get into anyway?
I don't know.
Yeah, doesn't matter. You know what's weirder than that? Dana Warrior being a consultant for WWE Creative now. Did you see that news and notes?
I did, but in Pueblo is definitely not beach.
Oh, God. Isn't it like rocks or something?
I don't know. It's like a city or something. What the fuck is beach?
Son of a beach.
I have to find this. I'm sorry. I'm totally ruining the show, but I gotta.
Yeah, you kind of are. Do you happen to remember?
Playa, La Playa.
That doesn't help me.
Nope. But this is not Puebla though. Anyway, go ahead. Dana Warrior.
No, she's a consultant for the creative team. I don't know what she's gonna offer. I didn't think she really knew anything much about wrestling, but.
But do we know that she doesn't? To play devil's advocate, it's a weird fucking hire. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I don't know. Then again, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Zoom?
Yes, Zoom is on the writing team.
No, he's not anymore.
He's not?
He hasn't been in a couple
because
of years.
Because Bruce Pritchard got him fired.
No, he hasn't been on the writing team in years, dude.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not that.
Are you lying to me again about like Cinco de Mayo, Kevin?
No, listen, because that was ignorance. I know Freddie Prinze Jr. hasn't been on the writing team in at least a year.
Okay, that's fine.
So
Sunny Kiss is trying to be optimistic about Lucha Underground season 5. I don't think it's happening.
All right.
These are little newses and noses. Kazarni is going to be doing a guest stint at the Performance Center. Who really? Saw that coming?
Dude, Kazarni, like a lot of people love Kazarni. Like his run was so weird in WWE.
They said that the big problem with his run was that he was trying to be too much like The Undertaker, which is not necessarily what they
did. Do you remember seeing Kazarni?
Oh no, wait, it wasn't Kazarni. What was no?
Are you thinking of Kevin Furtick? You're thinking of Mordecai? Kevin Thorne?
Yes, I am thinking of Mordecai. You're right. I am an idiot.
So wait, who's the one doing the training center?
Kazarni, Sin Bodhi.
Oh, Sin Bodhi. Yes. Love Sin Bodhi.
I am an idiot.
No,
I'm a freaking idiot.
He was a legit carnival freak show who would come down to the ring and just fucking do weird shit with like a weird jacket and weird tights. He lasted maybe a month at most on SmackDown.
What do you think of Raw starting off with Roman Reigns going, I want to get the Shield back together?
Do you want like the fan reason or do you want what I think?
It's kind of weird though, no?
I think it makes sense if Dean Ambrose is leaving.
But rumor is like nobody's really sure whether he's leaving or not now at this point.
So what you do is you take this chance and you try to get whatever mileage you can out of another Shield reunion. Granted, we've got a lot of them lately, but to me it makes sense where you put Dean Ambrose in a situation, you put Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns in a situation that sells tickets for a Fastlane pay-per-view or sells, first month subscribers for the network. And it just, it's to me, this is more about Dean Ambrose than it is about Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. To me, it's, you got these, and plus it's a dual branded pay-per-view. So you got matches from both cards on it. So you have the Lashley, Corbin, Drew McIntyre alliance, which I fucking hate.
Yeah. I hate that whole thing too. I hate all that. I hate all that shit.
So, it makes sense to me. And I think it's really just to get as much mileage as you can out of Dean Ambrose. Because look at what he's done since he said that he's not re-signing.
He hasn't really won.
He's
great. I wonder who this could be. Hey, Shining Wizards, Matt, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing. I'm like fucking Lee Marshall calling from the road.
Yeah, what town are you in tonight? Where are you having the Wizards party?
I'm in Summit right now. Hoping I don't go JYD style on you on the way home.
Is that why you called?
Yeah, I hope I get in a fucking car accident and die.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, you sound awful.
Yeah, you do.
Do I really?
Yeah, kinda. Yeah.
How about now? Any better?
No.
Nope.
Kevin, what's the opposite of fast lane?
The shoulder?
No, all right, yeah. I think we just pulled over to the shoulder.
Yeah, we just.
Fuck you fucking jerk off.
Hey, do you want to do picks for the pay per view while we have Matt on? You want to do picks for Fastlane?
Yeah, if you're asking me, yeah, for sure.
All right.
Who are you asking?
I'm asking you guys, the Wizards. Or do you want to just go through Raw? We're running out of time.
Fucking pick something, you fuck.
Did you hang up? Oh.
No, we didn't hang up.
I thought he did too.
Do we care about Ruby Riott and Natalya? We can skip all that. So what else happened? Triple H, yeah, the promo was pretty good. I don't know. It's a lot of drama with the game and all that nonsense. So that was that. We don't have to talk about that too much. What do you think of Heavy Machinery getting made fun of?
By everyone else on the roster?
Do you like this whole thing? I really didn't care for it.
I got to see where it goes, I guess, because from what I've read, they love them. Like,
no, I get it, but it's just kind of weird that like they spent time making fun of the little guy. I don't even know his name.
Otis.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of like, all right, they're going to bully him, and then the bully overcomes, or this, or the bully E overcomes, or his big brother overcomes, and then I think that, listen, I'm hoping, I'm still praying for that WrestleMania moment for my boys.
I hope so, too.
Hawkins and Ryder, I don't think it's happening. I think that moment goes to
Heavy
Otis.
Heavy Machinery?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Probably. They're making him out to be like the lovable little scamp.
And I was at the live podcast with Hawkins, Ryder, and Sam Roberts. It was awesome.
Maven was there. Surprise appearance.
And you didn't get a picture with him.
Nope, because I don't like asking for things.
Asking you shall receive, Kevin.
Raleigh the Stallion was there. Everything was great. Anyway.
So Dean Ambrose lost to Elias, didn't he? Or did he get disqualified?
No, he got hit with the guitar or something, right?
Knee to the face from Elias. No, he got hit with the guitar when he came out to address the Shield, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
There's just so much shit going on. Tamina and Sasha Banks, what a fucking waste of time. It's one of these, like, Tamina has to get the win because Nia lost last week.
And Tamina's the second fiddle to what they want out of Nia, so.
Yeah, so there you go. The Revival, Ricochet and Aleister Black. This was pretty hot. I don't like the fact that Rude and what's-his-name just came out and got the disqualification. It was just weird, like a weird ending.
Yeah, it's, listen, let's get to, let's go to picks.
You don't want to finish up? Oh, yeah, I mean, we talked about Becky and all that stuff and all that other nonsense and whatnot. Oh, real quick before we get on to that, did you hear when Ronda Rousey was standing on the turnbuckle? You can hear, like, the commentary audio kind of cuts out, and you hear, Ronda, hold up the title.
Yes, I did hear that. That was like me singing in the bathroom last week.
Whoa!
Whoa! You're only smoking mirrors.
Again, we'd like to apologize for the technical issues we had earlier, but everything's flowing out. Everything's working. We are making picks for Fastlane. Of course, this is always subject to change. We don't know what's happening on SmackDown as we record this, as we do this live. If and when things change, we will always update our picks. We will let you guys know where we are, what the standings are. Kevin, I think you still have a lead, and I think Matt caught up to me a little bit.
Yeah, I think I still have the lead. I think
I fucking ate my balls.
I'm like four matches ahead or something like that.
It's very early, and we've got Ring of Honor next week. But before we get there, Kevin, we've got Fastlane picks coming at you.
Woo!
Ding. It's time for the Shining Wizards pay-per-view pick bonanza!
Woo!
That's what we're going with, huh?
That's my Snowy White impression, radioactivemetal.com.
You have Matt's there?
I have Matt's picks right here. That's why we're doing this now.
All right, Reed, I want to do it different.
Okay.
I want to do all my picks first, then I'll let you do all your picks, and then we'll read Matt's.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't want to be influenced by anyone else's pick.
Okay, all right.
Which I kind of want to do from now on. I want to have them, like, sent ahead of time.
Kevin, you are asking for way too much work.
I know.
Because I don't think that's going to fly.
All right, that's fine. I don't think it will either.
We could blue sky that and see what Matt says. For the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, the Usos defending against the former champions, Shane and The Miz.
I will go Usos.
Usos. For the WWE Championship, Daniel Bryan defends against Kevin Owens.
I will go Daniel Bryan.
D-Bry. For the women's tag team titles, Bayley and Sasha Banks defend against the big old bitches.
Oof. I'll go the hugging boss, whatever the fucks.
Bayley and bitches. Banks. The bees.
The bees. The killer bees.
For the SmackDown Women's Championship, champion Asuka defends against Mandy Rose.
Asuka.
No insight. Wow.
No title changes.
The Shield takes on Claymore, Bobby Lashley, and Baron Corbin.
Shield.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fucked if they do the whole thing for nothing.
I could see it, though. I really can. I said that answer way too quick for how long I was thinking about it.
For Becky Lynch earning a shot at the title match for WrestleMania.
Can I change that?
All right, go ahead. You going with the Claymore Express?
No, I'll stay with the Shield.
Come on, I'm already crossing shit out over here.
Yeah, well, it's also on radio.
If Becky wins, she gets her chance to get into the title match at WrestleMania for the Raw Women's Championship. Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch.
Becky.
Okay, I'll give you Matt's picks right now. You know what? Matt had the same exact picks that you did.
Everything was the same?
Usos versus the Shane, Miz and Shane. I'll take the Usos here. I think Miz's dad gets involved somehow and costs these two clowns the match. Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens. The new Daniel Bryan all day setting up that Mania match with Kofi. I don't think he's wrong on that one. Boston Hulk versus...
I think you're getting some sort of triple threat multi-man match out of that, by the way.
Maybe. The Boston Hug versus two big bitches. Ugh, on paper, this looks like an abortion. I'll take Bayley and Sasha. Asuka versus Mandy Rose.
Brutal.
As long as Mandy Rose doesn't break Asuka's neck like she tried to do at the house show, then I'll take Asuka, who has no Mania opponent. Lacey Evans? Really? Yuck. The Shield versus Claymore, Corbin, and Lash. The Shield reunion is an old routine, but they get the win. Becky versus Charlotte. I think Becky wins with a little help from Stephanie. This should be a barn burner.
Oh.
Yeah. And
I like that.
All right. No, I kind of do,
he
too.
He put the... And again, if there's any more matches added tonight on SmackDown, how many matches on that card?
We have 6 right now that we just picked.
Oh, there'll be more.
That you guys picked. I'm going to pick
there'll
mine.
There'll be more.
Usos versus the Shane and Miz connection. I don't know what the fuck to call themselves. Yeah, I think we're looking at Shane versus Miz at WrestleMania. I think that's a foregone conclusion. It's got to go with the Usos. Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens. There's no way they're not going to bank on Kofi Kingston. I don't think they would hotshot the title to Kevin Owens yet. Considering Daniel Bryan just made himself a new belt, I think D-Bry retains.
See, this is the weird thing about that for me. Are they really going to commit to Kofi?
No, but that's a.
Are they going to give him the Benoit moment? Are they going to give him the Foley moment?
I don't know if they necessarily do, but that's a feel good moment for Kofi Kingston.
That's why I think he's involved in some sort of triple threat
or something like that. They might Booker T the thing and build him up just to have him lose.
What, to Triple H at 19?
Hopefully they don't let Daniel Bryan become a racist.
God.
Hey, I'm just saying.
No, you can't.
Bailey and Banks versus the big old bitches. You want to know something, Kevin? I'm going to be an asshole because I still think they're going to do Sasha and Bailey, maybe at Mania. I'm going big old bitches.
I like that if they didn't just debut these belts.
I get it, and I get why you're saying that. But look, somebody's got to lose a title here somewhere.
And there's a lot of women that could compete now. Mandy Rose is getting a push. I love the Riot Squad. I love the Iconics, who I still think are going to be
fucking hate them
a long time women's tag team champion.
Broads,
dude, I think they're going to be.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't know.
And I think, oh, God.
Look, I can't pick all the same matches that you guys picked.
No. That's why I want to do this ahead of time so we don't know who we pick.
Yeah, but then you could still change your picks. You know what I'm saying?
No. If we all, like, honor code.
We can talk about this later. We're running out of show.
Shut up.
I'm serious, dude. I want to get through my picks.
It's 8:53. It'll take 5 seconds.
We still have to go home.
Oh, that's right.
I don't have a going home either.
I got one. I got two.
Asuka versus Mandy Rose. I don't really, you know what? Is Mandy Rose the one teamed up with the other one?
Sonya Deville.
Yes. I'm just wondering if maybe Sonya Deville gets involved, but Asuka just won that belt too, didn't she?
And she hasn't really done anything with it since.
You know,
other than that one match with Becky.
I can't see Mandy Rose winning the belt though. Not her.
Yeah.
If it was Sonya Deville, maybe I'm going Asuka.
But Mandy's the one they like more, apparently.
Now the Shield intrigues me. Here's the interesting thing about the Shield. Maybe Dean Ambrose teams up with them.
And he's the one that gets pinned.
Because right now, Roman Reigns doesn't have anything going on for Mania, and there's talk that he might be facing Baron Corbin,
I want to break this fucking place down if that happens.
But they want the feel-good moment. They're not going to ruin Roman Reigns' comeback. I'm going with the Shield. I can't go against that.
What, unless maybe if Dean Ambrose gets the fall or bails, and maybe you do Dean Ambrose, Roman at WrestleMania?
Yeah, but I don't know if they're going to go that way. Like,
I don't know either. All right.
That one's tough. I'm very torn on that one.
I was torn. That's why I almost wanted to change it. So you're right.
And they'd be out of their fucking minds if they play with Becky Lynch anymore. She has to get the win. I don't know how she's going to do it, what the situation. Ronnie might help her out.
Yeah.
Maybe Stephanie helps her out.
We're getting down to the wire now. We have to.
With only a month until WrestleMania, we've got to have this. I'm calling Becky. The only difference I have from you guys is I'm going for the big old bitches just to try to get something different and close the gap a little bit. And if not, I'll stay in Matland with my picks. I really don't care.
Hey, listen, there's a good chance that all of us could be wrong for a lot of these. So
yeah, but nobody's going to really make any headway either way if we all have the same picks.
Which is why I want to do them ahead of time, even though me and Matt did them. I didn't read Matt's email for his picks, so I didn't know what he had. And I didn't know what you had, obviously, going into this. I don't want to know what everyone else has before we do them. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
you know what
I got
you.
I got you. Absolutely. Kevin.
You know it. What time is it?
It's getting about that time. We almost got to get off the rant.
It is time to go home.
Yes, it's time. Oh, is that what you were going for?
Oh, what? No, let's do what you were going for.
No, I was going to say it's time to go home.
All right. I got two. They're quick.
All right. Nail them out, baby.
They just happen to be the same day. Today marks 25 years from the first ever professional wrestling match of the notorious 187 Homicide, who's been a super cool dude
every time I met him, from PWS to WrestlePro to House of Glory to all these other companies that I see him. Congratulations to Homicide, LAX, OGs, everything in between, ladies and gentlemen. Homicide, Ring of Honor champion, the best. And his second one is, and it's going home, it's personal for me. 3 years ago today was the first ever WrestlePro show. First ever show that I worked for WrestlePro behind the scenes. And they're still going strong. They have a show this Saturday in Rahway. Again, my role with the company, I don't really know if I have one, but it was huge then. They've granted me so many opportunities that it's unreal. And I know Matt's probably cringing, but I think he appreciates how much WrestlePro means to me. So congratulations to Pat Buck, Kevin Matthews, Danny Moff, Mario Bokura, everyone that's been with WrestlePro for the last 3 years to this day. First ever WrestlePro show.
I'm the guy that's been the wrestler, been on camera as the wrestler, done the commentary for wrestling. You're the guy that's been behind the scenes. You've been working the music, working the tracks, getting shit together.
Thanks again. I got to...
And Matt's the guy that just fucking yells at wrestlers.
I know, but... And I want to thank... I got to shout out to our former Wizard Eddie for that, too, by the way.
We are all good at what we do.
Yeah.
There's nobody better at heckling than Matt.
Oh, Matt's honest the best. To God,
I'm kind of happy he toned himself down a little
bit.
He
scares me sometimes.
It was rough, dude.
Yeah.
I used to have to wrestle and hear him screaming at people.
Dude, the best was like a union show, like Matt, the professor, and...
Oh, the worst.
It was just, but it was funny, though. But, like, it's hysterical, but it's almost like you have to move away
from
them.
Yeah, no, you have to, because they're awful together.
But when you're away from them, you appreciate it so much more.
Speaking of awful, can I take you to Twitter real quick?
Mm.
Jim Cornette gets asked online, please go to MLW to Joey Ryan. I need to hear Jim Cornette call a dick flip. To which Cornette responds, that will never take place in this lifetime. And Joey Ryan responds, hey, guys, I was a fan of Jim Cornette as a kid. Clearly, we don't want to see eye to eye in the business, but I'm not interested in that. I'd rather entertain my fans and not get into hate and mudslinging. And the Young Bucks replied, just block him like I did years ago. Actually, it was Nick Jackson. I guess he runs it.
He runs the Nick is the Young Bucks page.
That's pretty funny. And then there's some other stuff here. Worked with him long enough, didn't work. Yeah, it's pretty funny, though. So Cornette hasn't responded. And I think Cornette's probably going to respond a little more nicely now that he's working for Major League Wrestling. He's actually got something riding on his tweets. It is what it is. And folks,
is it, though?
Yeah, it kind of is. I don't know.
It's not like it's WWE. No offense to MLW.
Well, but still. I mean, Joey fucking Styles got fired from where? Remember he made a joke about grabbing somebody by the hoo-ha? Where did Joey Styles
Ohio
get fired from?
It wasn't Ohio Valley.
No, where did he get fired from? Fuck.
Oh, you're right. Fuck.
It's killing.
Well, that'll be a spoiler.
No, it's... Oh, hold on.
Folks, we're signing out. Kevin's going to look it up. We're going to drop off the rant anyway. RantEMRadio.com. Stay tuned. The rant is next. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully next week, all three of us will be in studio.
Bye.
All right, this is a little extra for the show, for the podcast audience.
Oh, my God. I remember this like it was yesterday, too.
Joey Styles fired. Did you Google it?
I'm doing it right now. It wasn't WWE, right?
No, it wasn't WWE. He was already gone from there. Evolve.
Evolve, yes.
That was it.
There it is. I literally just pulled it up.
Fuck, man. Well, Kev, I guess that's about it anyway. It's about that time.
What a fun night, brother.
It's been fun as always. You've been listening to the two-man group. Stay tuned for next week. Our fallout from Fastlane, our catching up on Ring of Honor, getting our picks together for the pay-per-view next week, or a week and a half, something like that. The week after this week, whatever that is. Next week? Good night.
Good night, guys.
It's McMahon, Jesse Ventura. Reads like the who's who, but that was, I'm glad to get away from it, really.